Previously on Hippo Juice.
Wait, we're not talking about Ashley from O-Town?
No, from the UK.
Oh, from the UK.
Yeah.
The UK. Where is that?
Now, is this the
UK?
Is this the Antisocial Gamer Radio, Ashley?
Oh, that guy.
Antisocial Gamer Radio?
Yeah, he's a real wanker.
His name's Ashley?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. From...
Royce, he does a show on your network.
Ah, whatever.
Why is this person named Ashley in the Hippo Juice chat room saying he's going to kill us all?
He's going to kill himself.
I don't know.
I don't know why we're getting death threats all of a sudden. We're just wishing our good mate a happy birthday.
He's a good proper
Stop
mate.
Stop saying me. It's weird. Oi. When fucking... No, you do. Oi,
mate.
Stop
Oi.
It.
Oi. He's going to get on a plane. He's going to fly down the trolley. And he's going to join us for a pint.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780 or hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook. And while you're at it, if you have something to add to the Hippo Board, hashtag Hippo Board, we'll be adding that to it soon. And we'll actually be going over this week's Hippo Board soon. Today is July 16th, 2014. It's another Wednesday, of course, because you're listening to Hippo Juice.
It's always a Wednesday.
We are down a couple people today.
How do you know it's Wednesday?
Because Hippo Juice is on.
Oh.
Certainly not those hacks
Who
at the
are
Red
Show. Who are we down?
Certainly not those hacks at the Red Show.
What are the man down reports?
Footer and Greenway.
Footer and Greenway, whatever.
They've been man down for a while.
So, come on. They're going to make fun of us passive aggressively again.
They wouldn't do that.
Nah, we like them. We're just fucking around.
They're right, too drug addled
right,
to do anything
else. Who's man up?
What, word up?
No, who's,
word
who's
up.
The man up?
Man down is, Dutch is not here today. D is also not here today.
He's Woman dead. Down.
Woman down also. John may be coming in later, but who needs them when
Wait.
We have the fucking fabulous.
Fabulous?
Cousin Joe.
Oh, hi.
Come on, bro. Really? That fucking humongous setup? Oh, hi?
That sounded so sincere, right?
No, it was really sincere. Shut up.
Look at him. He looks sincere. That's his sincere face.
I am. It's my sincere face.
You don't want to
so.
See his insincere face.
You don't.
No, you don't.
No, I definitely don't. Not with these guns these days.
Not these, bro. Anyway, yes.
Happy to be aboard. Thank you,
yes,
everyone.
And of course, Sean and Marie are here. But before we move on to anything else, I'm very happy to have Cousin Joe on because he has a big announcement that
he has a huge cock.
Okay, well, that's not... It's true, but we know that.
Well, as expected, any big announcement cannot be made on their own individual shows, but must be made on the Hippo Juice flagship show.
And as you can hear, he's ready to make an announcement because he just cracked open what I'm assuming is a...
Alcoholic beverage?
Coors Light?
Actually, it's summertime, bro, so I'm drinking Arnold Palmer Hard.
Okay, you know what? You know what? I
Cheers,
cannot...
sir. I'm drinking a red Shiraz.
You see? So everyone's a drunk.
Whoa. I'm not drinking.
Joe, you're big. Please, you know what? For those who don't know, and you should know because he's been on the show several times, Joe is absolutely
the biggest cock at the station.
That's okay. That's true. But he is also the best prank caller of all time, of history.
Of all time.
We have some of the best, I mean, fucking, even former football player.
J.J. Burden.
Oh, my God.
That was fantastic.
Sorry, that just reminded
Royce,
me.
You're
one
making
of the,
me blush.
That reminded me of one of the best moments of my life.
It was one of the most uncomfortable.
And by the way, me marrying Marie is number two. That was number one. So just to let you know.
In your face, Marie.
Yeah.
It was worth it.
See?
In the face.
So anyway. So Joe, what is your announcement, sir?
As listeners who've been following my show, your show, the station since
you have
last
a show?
Year, shut your fucking face. I released on my own for donation purposes only because I never got clearance from the people I called. I shouldn't even said that.
Oh
last
my God!
December,
can you skew positively and not the whole backstory?
Don't worry, Dutch will take it out in post because he does stuff
just
like
say
that.
The big news.
I got a contract. I have a deal for my prank call albums. I have published. I've been published as a prank call artist.
That's right. For those who want the album, actually, Joe, in a second here, I'm going to put him on the spot. It's going to post the iTunes link, unless you have a short one that I can announce on air.
For like a tiny URL or something?
Post it. I mean, if you go to facebook.com/VincentDeMayoCalls, that's D-E-M-A-Y-O, the links are there. It's on iTunes, Amazon, Xbox Live, anything you fucking think of.
That's right. So, like he was saying earlier, he did do the Coletta Calls things earlier.
Well, this is the thing. I don't want to, like, trying to sell you guys things I already put out there. So this is what happened was I got in touch with this agent that I have as manager apparently now, who produced the Bumbar Bastards, the Red Tapes, everyone mm-hmm. knows. And he wanted everything uploaded, all my calls. He heard my first album and went, well, if it's not broke, I ain't gonna fix it. So let's just, he actually said that, I'm not doing a cliche. So he goes, let's just release that as your first album. So that's what's out there. Again, which is pretty much what everyone, if you bought it, has last year. Mm-hmm. But I'm almost done with Volume 2, which is all brand new, going to come out soon.
It's going to be called The Spaghetti Incident, correct?
For those idiots who didn't get it, they need to go get the first one.
Yes, it's on iTunes. And if you already got, if you did get Coletta Calls, just go on iTunes and give it 5 stars. Say how awesome it is. Because
that, yeah, I was going to say that. I'd really appreciate that. Yeah.
Yeah. So fucking Hollywood Joe Coletta. And I want to say,
no, don't call me that.
I want to say I'm a soothsayer because I was calling him that way before this happened.
I don't remember you ever calling him that.
No, he called him that all the time.
All the time.
Honestly, I hate to do this, but Royce really did call me that for a while.
Hollywood Joe Coletta. But I'm actually very happy for Joe because, like I said, he is the fucking best in the business. I mean, really is. I've said it. He's the fucking Michael Jordan of prank calls. There's nobody better around now. Jerky nice, Boy's in their goddamn prime. That's what
By the way,
are.
The second album is most likely, almost definitely going to feature a call made on this very show. If you guys remember the...
I was going to ask. The returning of the Walmart... Yeah.
Yes.
The Walgreens zombie will make the second album.
Yes, all right. Oh, we're going to be on the second album.
As long as I have your permission.
Of course. Hey,
permission right granted. Here,
permission granted, sir.
Okay.
You have it. No problem.
But don't worry.
I remember that call to Jesus, Joe. Those are great.
I'll sign off on that
sir,
for you,
Sir, you
Joe,
can have
worry.
It.
Oh, fuck.
Wonderful.
I guess we can move on to the first thing here. Now, Joe.
Hippo board?
Oh, hippo board. Let's
let's have Joe
go. You guys erase Even Flow already?
Yeah, Even Joe's
even
gone.
Even Joe is gone. That was a couple weeks ago.
We erase them every week. It's a new board
so
every week.
You
want to
post the board?
It's a weekly thing. Yes. Right. So, Joe, you are going to be in charge of guessing what the hashtags mean because you are the guest of honor and don't know what we were talking about all week. So I just posted in the chat room, but I'll read them off for you. So the first one is hashtag Lowler Cost. Now, where do you think hashtag Lowler Cost came from?
Okay, I know Lowler as in like Lowler skates, like LOL or skates, like that.
Warm.
So cost,
warm.
Cost. Like, isn't it, you're buying something like a cost?
Ooh, no. C-A-U-S-T.
Right.
Oh, okay, so like a funny Holocaust.
Exactly. Right. Because I'm so funny, nigga, I kill bitches.
That's what it is. The joke was so funny, it literally obliterated.
6 million Jews and 2 million gypsies.
I mean, if it's that particular one, there's other
it
Holocausts.
It was so funny.
Named 75,000
My jokes are always historically accurate, I'll have you know. They call me historically accurate Royce.
Nobody calls you that.
They will now.
Nobody will.
Hollywood Joe Coletta does.
That's acceptable.
He is very in-depth, Sean. Shut up.
Now, the next hashtag, Royce actually posted a slight backstory on Facebook. I'll give you a hint. So if you were following along on Royce's timeline throughout the week, you will know
as everyone should.
You will know the story of hashtag Ricey Lopez.
Oh, like rice and beans, which is a spick.
Well, no. Good, by the way, good
Nailed
guess.
It.
Good guess.
Nailed
good
it. Guess.
Actually, I went to a Wendy's in Claremont. And
you mean that place in the middle of nowhere?
And Wendy's now does what Panera does. Like when you get the order, they ask for your name so they could, you know, say, hey, Royce, your order's ready. So the fucking hillbilly behind the counter goes, what's your name?
Hillbilly. Hold on. This was
go ahead.
Oh, I did.
A 4'10", 300-pound.
Three bills at least.
White girl.
Uh-huh.
Who was
17 teeth, maybe.
Maybe. And by the roundest thing I've ever seen, I mean the roundest thing I've ever seen.
It was
bad. Awful.
Like Willy Wonka blueberry?
Yeah. They should have rolled them out of the factory.
Gotcha.
So anyway, the guy, this lady's woman, whatever, Walrus,
thing.
Is there. And she goes, what's your name? And I go, Royce. She goes, spell it, R-O-Y-C-E. She goes, R-I-C-E-Y. I'm like, no, Royce. Like
Ricey.
Hold on. Then I go, no, Royce, you know, like the car. She goes, I've never heard of that car. And I go, I'm sorry, my fault thinking somebody in Claremont knew what a Rolls Royce was. And of course I got my food price, but who gives a shit? But anyway,
this is before you got your food.
I don't care, Joe.
You weren't afraid of getting it spit in or anything?
I think she's too stupid to even get anything.
Yeah, she didn't.
She was pretty dumb.
By the way, not to ruin it for anybody, I'm not going to say it, but I'm looking at the last hashtag and it's making me nauseous, but
good.
Continue. Please.
Nice. The next one, Jogo Marie.
The next one is hashtag Boom Boom Burger.
Is it from the same drive-thru?
No. Different drive-thru. Well, not even a drive-thru. It was a sit-down through.
Right. No, we weren't in the drive-thru either with the
It was a hilariously named burger.
Were you guys eating McDonald's burgers and someone made a poopy poop in
you
the
vent? You know what? Close. It was a burger that was actually named that, and I was surprised, very surprised, that somebody would name their burger after shit. I mean, it was good burger. I ate it. But my
we could not stop giggling because somebody in our party had to order the Boom Boom Burger.
So what goes on the shit burger?
I mean, I don't know, but it was
delicious. It was the Boom Boom sauce that made the Boom Boom Burger so good.
I'm going to make Boom Boom sauce all over your face.
They had to make their own specialty Boom Boom sauce for the Boom Boom Burger.
It's like a scat video.
My face and back?
Huh?
What?
Needless to say, it was delicious. Next up, hashtag science for ass.
Science for ass. Now, is this, did Royce do a study on girls' asses?
Actually, this is not mine.
That was
no
my
idea.
Hashtag.
Mm-hmm. We okay, woke
so
up, it was
my
there.
Hashtag right
so
here.
So I don't even know what this is either.
All right, so Marie, did you do studies on girls' asses and what was more attractive if you were?
No.
Almost.
Did you guys go to the beach recently? Were you around girls' asses?
No.
I'm trying to feel this out.
Well, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I was in a pool around asses.
Around other, girl asses,
yeah,
okay.
There were some female asses,
so I'm trying
asses,
to figure out where the science comes in here.
Some. There were some.
Science,
there was
Sodom,
a lot of,
whatever.
Yeah, there was a lot of female asses, yeah. Give up?
I do.
Okay. So I was in a lively conversation with several drunk people in a pool party, and the topic came up of doing scientific research, and I just said, you know, everyone knows all scientists are just in it for the ass.
Science for ass.
I don't believe scientists get laid, Marie.
I don't
they do.
No.
Name one scientist
every single
gets
scientist
laid.
Is in it for
Stephen
the ass
Hawking.
And for the pussy. You know scientists get fucking
Whoa.
Laid.
Bill Nye, I'll give you maybe Bill Nye has
scientists
sex.
Scientists are just diddling pooters left and right.
The diddling
Marie,
pooters?
Marie.
Yeah.
Yes?
Marie, what are scientists into? Say it slow.
They're into ass.
And
ooh, there's a picture.
Ass and titties.
Ass and, what did I say?
You said ass. We'll
see. Oh, see, yeah, more like Dee posted the picture in the
Whoa.
Chat. Yeah, that was what science is all about right there.
That's science,
this is what
folks.
I was talking about.
That's
so
science.
You were in a place where you were able to study asses for science.
Yes.
So
I don't think
correct.
It was for science.
It's funny. She had a clipboard, like a white lab coat, like glasses. It was weird.
Where did
she
get that?
There's one ass in there that would fail my hypothesis on. Never mind.
Is it?
Let's not go into details and just move on to the next hashtag. Hashtag Ramcat lighter.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was it? Hashtag what?
Hashtag Ramcat lighter. This is Royce's.
Ramcat lighter.
Again, it was posted on Facebook. If you follow Royce's Facebook account, I mean, he basically posts his entire life now.
Ramcat lighter. I does that have to do with smoking?
No.
A certain, okay.
Let's go. No, I just want to get through. So I want to get to the Comcast call. Look, oh, anyway, that was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me
go through these. I held somebody's lighter hostage from a part, and I've been doing like a Mel Gibson ransom thing with it on Facebook. Because it's not mine. The next one is Blame Dutch, self-explanatory. It's everything is Dutch's fault because he's not here and also he sucks.
Correct.
And he's dead.
And hashtag cum blood because, come on, who hasn't it happened to? Am I right, Joe? High five?
Where did that come from? I don't...
What is that? No, yeah. That one you have to explain before we move on.
Who came blood? Because I didn't do it.
I honestly don't remember, but I thought it was funny if you were to cum blood.
What do you mean
I believe,
you don't remember?
No, it came up today. It was in a chat. We were talking about bleeding out the dick, and I was
bleeding
asking.
Bleeding out the dick. That's
and
what
I was asking.
AOL chat rooms are you still in that you're in chats?
No, it's just chats between...
65 and sexy is the chat room I go into. Where do you go?
It's just personal show chats, and somebody made a mention of,
dick blood.
Dick blood, and I was like, oh, is that from coming too much?
Some dick blood.
Marie,
sometimes
that doesn't happen.
Dick blood.
You're
Joe,
telling me.
You're telling me that you
haven't had so much sex that you start bleeding out your pee hole.
No. Never, not once.
Queer.
You run out of cum. That's all that happens. It doesn't get replaced by blood.
Are you sure?
Fucking sicko.
Well, then I guess yes, I have a problem.
I'm sure.
You might want to get that checked out.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll work itself out. So, hey, guys, how bad's Comcast?
Pretty awful.
No, seriously.
Speaking of coming blood out of my ass, this is
you know what I've heard, Royce? I've heard they're the worst cable company in the country.
They are. Actually.
No, they're actually the best, number one.
They're not.
No, they're awful. The worst.
So this customer was trying to disconnect his service. Well, let me just play the audio. He's talking to somebody. It kind of picks up halfway through the call where they're trying to get him not to cut his service. So let's see.
Actually, by the end of next week, you're going to be 105 megabits per second for your internet. Astound will not give you that speed.
Okay, we'd like to disconnect.
Sorry,
we'd
can I pause? Was sure. The selling point saying 5 megabytes per second download?
Yes.
Yeah, I have Optimum. And I get about 100 with Boost. Dude. Without it, I get 40. So he's trying to sell the fact that they get 5. Cool. All right, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. We're getting Fios in the new place. Finally, we're going to move to a place that has fucking Fios.
It's going to be kind of cool.
Yeah, it's going to be nice. All right, let's play.
Okay, so why is it that you don't want the faster speed? Help me understand why you don't want faster internet.
Help me understand why you can't just disconnect us.
Because my job is to have a conversation with you about keeping your service.
A conversation or a lecture? Now, do these guys, like, when someone calls to cancel, does this guy lose a commission? No.
What happens is he gains commission if he keeps them on. That's how it works. From what I've understood,
right.
When you get to the cancellation department, if you could keep the customer, you get, like, a $25 bonus.
So if
bullshit.
He changes this guy's mind, he gets
right.
a bonus.
So they fight hard for it. And mind you, these people aren't in a call center somewhere. Most of the stuff now, you're at your own house and you just use your own phone and they just route calls to you. So this is some
Wait,
guy.
They're not even in like cubicles anymore?
No, this guy's probably in his underwear sitting on his couch trying to make $25 while he's playing Halo. I'm telling you.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, why can't I do that?
I'm finding out why it is that you're looking to cancel the service.
I don't understand. Is this
if
for
you don't
want
to
like.
Talk to me, you can definitely go into the Comcast store and disconnect your service there. Okay.
Wait, so he doesn't...
Comcast door? What?
Store. So he's going to make the guy go to the store because this guy won't cancel it over the phone? You can't do that. You have to cancel it.
No, you can go to one of their very inconvenient locations.
But there's only like one in like a 50-mile radius.
I know, but that's why it's so inconvenient.
And there's always a line of certain people waiting in line to pay their bill there because they don't have credit cards.
Poor people. Right.
Do they have a website where you just click...
No, they don't let you cancel via website. I used to have Comcast in South Florida. They don't have it here, thank God. But in South Florida, I did. And they do not let you cancel it via website. They make you call. You could do everything. You could pay your bill. You could add services. You could add your fucking increase your internet speed. Add
upgrades
fucking
out the ass.
HBO Latino, whatever the fuck you want.
Now, real quick, Royce, just for long-time listeners, Bright House or Comcast, what's worse?
Comcast is
worse. Wow, really? Okay.
And I hate Bright House. I fucking
hate
it.
Oh, I know. That's why I asked. Okay.
It's fucking poison, and it's the only thing they have here. But Comcast is, bar none, the worst. Because people say it's the worst, but unless you fucking dealt with them, you don't understand. I know exactly
They're
what
evil.
This guy's going through.
They're evil.
They're evil.
I'm
They're
pretty sure it's
evil.
Run by the devil.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's a real thing.
Yeah,
you're
just
asking for you to kill two birds with one stone. You got to return that cable card to the store anyways.
We're actually going to just mail the cable card in, but if you can just please cancel our service, that would be great. That's all. That is all we want.
We're actually not able to return a cable card by mail.
Then I will send someone like a Task Rabbit to go return the cable car for us.
It's actually a prank call from Scott and Todd. Who edited this? What's with the reverb?
I think this guy in the middle of the call realized the guy was being a dick and just put another recording device up to
a speakerphone or something.
Yeah, I think that's what it sounds like.
Well, at least the guy's being, reasonable and helpful. You know,
this is by the way, this is the exact reason whenever Royce or I need to call up any customer service like this, we do it on Skype and hit the Audacity record button.
Absolutely.
Just in case.
Every time.
Just in case. Because I know they record it. So why can't I also record it?
You can. That's because they're recording. You can legally
record. Don't personally intend to go return the cable card. That's why we're probably not going to be canceling in store. So that's why I need you to cancel by phone. So can you cancel us by phone? But the answer is yes, correct?
I mean, it sounds like you don't want to go over this information with me.
No!
Oh no, I want to cancel my shit!
This guy sounds so testy. I've never heard of a representative.
I know,
being that on
I
edge.
Know. This representative's only trying to help this guy out, and this guy's getting all mad at him.
No,
he's
this representative
to...
sounds like he's on methamphetamines.
Oh, you're not on the rep's side. I mean, I think the rep's just trying to give information. He's like trying to go over
the line.
I mean,
I hear what you're saying, taking the rep's side, and yes, he is trying to be helpful, and this guy is totally being rude and cutting him off. But
the rep's just trying to go through some information with this gentleman.
Yeah, but
and this guy's getting all crazy.
But what if I don't have time for that?
Look, guys, big corporations are here to help.
I've made a decision. I want to cancel my service. I don't have time to sit here and discuss my thought process
to
with you.
Help.
No, you're not helping me.
Sean,
I've already come to a decision.
5 megabytes.
Okay. What?
That's fine.
Sean,
hold on, Marie.
You know what's not fair is that you should have called Comcast while you were evaluating disconnecting your service.
That way it would have saved time
because then he would have heard your evaluation period and then would not have to ask these questions after you already made your decision.
No, see, I'm a grown-up. I make my own decisions through calculated decision-making processes by
make
gathering information.
On a calculator.
Sir,
it's actually not efficient.
Sir, I just want to go over a list here with you.
But I'm just trying to cancel my service. I don't want to discuss...
Okay, sir, did I mention 5 megabyte
Look,
speed?
Yes, several times, but no.
In 15 hours.
Oh, okay, but...
How do you do that?
I can download
a
movie
with Uverse,
in like 3 minutes.
Sir, I'm here to help. If you want to cancel your service, all you have to do is talk to the Wizard King.
Okay, but...
He'll lead you down to where the dragon is, answer questions 3, and then return your box with a little $15 fee. You're canceled.
Sir. I just want to cancel my...
Okay.
Oh, by the way, we charge you a month in advance, so we'll just have to promise that we'll refund you the difference for canceling it now. We may mail it in to you, you know, via check, you know, 4 to 6 weeks once we make sure that we cut off your cable box.
But you have my credit card information. You can just credit my account.
No, I cannot do
you,
that.
But you can.
No, it'll be a check via mail in 4 to 6 weeks, sir.
But that is the most
check
inconvenient.
Check via mail
that's not
in 4 to 6 weeks
but
after we ensure that a man comes to your house and cuts off your cable service and picks up your box.
Now, sir, don't worry. We're going to mail that check to 2 incorrect addresses first. So you have to call in and then make sure.
But you have my mailing address in your...
You
send a bill to me every month.
Actually,
it never gets lost.
Sir.
I'll give you a month free HBO.
Yes. What if we actually just gave you an upgraded package where theoretically you're saving $15, but actually you're spending $40 more? Would you like that?
Yeah. What if I add home phone service that nobody needs to your bundle? Then will you stay?
No, I don't.
Sir,
I don't.
Five
I have
megabytes,
a, but I have a cell phone.
Five.
My cell phone gets more than that.
Five.
Yeah, but
would you like to upgrade to hyperdrive internet speed?
What is hyper? No. I've looked
speed.
Over all the options.
It's the same speed, but we put Harrison Ford on the modem.
I just want to cancel my service.
Sir.
I just want to cancel my service, please.
Sure.
Can I just? I don't.
Okay. Can we speak to your parents?
But my parents are both.
I'm an adult.
My parents are dead.
I'm an adult.
Oh,
no,
well,
you
see,
cannot.
I'm seeing here that your parents co-signed on this, and we're going to need to get...
If your parents are dead, you must have a good inheritance. You can afford our place.
I'm sorry. I meant my parents are dead to me. I didn't mean they're physically dead. They're just dead to me.
Okay, let me...
Do your parents want an upgrade on their internet?
I don't know what they do.
A little bit more. Sir, have you seen 30 Rock?
Did y'all want me to go over that information? Okay, then that's the easiest way to get your account disconnected.
I am declining to state why we are leaving Comcast because I don't owe you an explanation.
Nailed it. The guy needs a because I don't fucking want to have Comcast.
Because I want it canceled. I made that decision. Cancel my shit. Don't ask me why I'm doing it. Just do it.
Oh, God.
You want to get some Comcast? Bitches love Comcast.
No!
Is that a selling point?
Bitches love Comcast.
Do you think they have ethnic people to make sure, like, when your minority calls in, they talk to them?
You need some ethnic salesmen?
What just
happened?
No, I just need to cancel my service. How'd you know I was Hispanic?
Oh, honey. You ain't, no. No, you ain't canceling today.
I think
today.
This Comcast is racist.
This is the most racist thing that we've ever done.
Ma'am.
You isn't?
Ma'am.
You isn't?
ma'am. I just...
You isn't?
I don't know if you're going to be able to do this.
Ma'am, I just want to cancel.
What you want, honey?
Honey,
you want some faster speeds?
Ma'am.
Oh, honey, this is the best speed you're going to get.
I'll just keep Comcast. Bye.
Okay.
Because that's what would happen. I would give up. At that point, I'd be like, forget it. Comcast, I'll pay
Have you told anyone this fucking call is 20 minutes long? Literally.
It was.
It was like 10 to 20 minutes long.
And that he started like halfway through the conversation
as
well.
Can you imagine?
He was probably on the conversation for like 40 minutes.
Sean, is that what it is? I think it's 10 minutes long recorded, but it was actually 20.
It says here, Block was on the phone for a full 18 minutes.
Oh, wow.
The call recording, which has gone viral, picks up 10 minutes in as a service rep whose name Block edited out of the recording demands. Why did he edit the name out? I want to know this fucking guy's name. Maybe. No, it can't be illegal. If they're recording you, I don't know how it works. I'm not a lawyer. I'm pretending.
Wait, what are they saying illegal?
Because he says that Block, the guy who recorded it, left the rep's name out.
Oh, that's fine.
So I don't know if that's a legal thing or why he did it. I'm just curious why he wouldn't want to put this guy on blast, as the kid said.
No, I don't think. Well, why? It doesn't matter who it was. It's just the fact that it's the company is the one that needs to be taking responsibility. Anyway.
But NBC Comcast.
Fuck NBC.
Whoa.
Fuck Univision. Fuck all those Viacom. Whoa. Fuck all those big ass media companies. I don't give a shit about any of them.
Whoa. I don't need Occupy Sean here. Let's just keep going.
You can please just go proceed to the next question. If you have to fill out your form, that's fine. Please proceed to the next question, and we'll attempt to answer that if possible.
Right. So, I mean, being that we are the number one provider of internet and TV service in the entire country.
Really? Sure.
No, they are the number one because you have no choice in so many places.
Yeah,
it's not because they're great. It's because that's it.
It's called a monopoly.
Well, no, it's kind of a monopoly because...
Oh, I did get second place in a beauty contest.
You see, you can find another provider.
It's wired to your house.
Can I be the car if we're playing Monopoly?
Sometimes you only have one choice based off of wiring.
Oh, no. That's a board game. We're talking about...
Fine, I'll be the top hat, but don't fucking make shit up.
But
I'll be the top hat. I don't care. I just want to play.
Okay. Well, you can't be the banker again because you're too Hispanic.
I want to be the doggy.
Fine. She's always the dog.
Why? Because when I'm the banker, it's more like a loan shark and I kind of stab you. Fuck you. I play Monopoly. I like
playing
Monopoly.
What the fuck is this 34% interest shit?
I play Prison Rules.
I
play Monopoly Prison Rules, bro.
Yeah, that worked out.
Why is it that you're not wanting to have the number one rated internet service? Ew! Number one rated.
Oh, can I punch him through the phone?
This honestly sounds like an unfunny Junkyard Willie call.
Right?
Like he's fucking with the guy, but he's being serious. This douche is like absolutely serious.
Fuck this asshole.
TV service available.
I'm declining to state. We're switching providers. Can you please go to the next question?
Okay. So what is it about Astound that's making you want to change to them?
I'm declining to state. Can you please go to the next question so we can cancel our service?
Can I be, in all fairness... He sounds like one of those douchebags that like holds their cell phone recorder up to a cop, going, "Do you know your memory? I decline to give."
Yeah.
Can you just say like,
"I know what you mean."
Dude, it's none of your business, man. Can I just cancel it?
Well, not even that. I mean, I'm not listening. I know you have you don't have to say shit. But honestly, if you really wanted it canceled, I would just say because I'm moving to Guam. Okay, that's right, why. Because I'm moving to Guam. And that's it.
I'm not saying this guy's not a cunt. That works for the company, but you know, once this guy recorded it, he's just trying to drag this out as long as possible just going, "I decline."
A lot of people don't know how to get out of like phone service and stuff. They're always like, "They're gonna fucking charge me." It's a simple thing. All you do is like, if you have AT&T or some shit, you just look up an area that doesn't have AT&T coverage on the planet and say you're moving there, and then they can't charge you cancellation. Be like, if you don't cover it, fuck you. So, you know, I guess that's Royce's "Hey, don't get swindled by the man" minute. I want music underneath that.
Do, 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 do.
No, that's Nintendo music. I went like a cool, like...
Do, 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 do,
the consumer on your side.
That's, there you go.
Royce Lopez.
There it is, a consumer on your side.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want something more like...
No, that's the second level. Oh, God. Stop it.
Okay, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out here what it is about Comcast service that you're not liking, that you're not wanting to keep. I mean,
He can't move on. He's so hung up on it.
He is like a robot. He's like, "Does not compute."
I just don't understand. Comcast is so wonderful. Why would you ever want
to
leave?
I love how he's trying to put it like it's, you know, just like a regular conversation between two guys that know each other. Like, just help me figure this out, bro. Like, he goes from that to, "We are the fastest at 5 megabytes per second.
Let me buy you a beer. Let me buy you a beer.
You guys
come
are
on.
Really
let,
stuck on
let
that.
Let me buy you a beer. You stay with Comcast. Like, you know, we become friends. We hang out sometimes."
No, why? I'm busy.
You know, maybe I'm at your door, right?
Dude, that's creepy. Like, I could get a restraining order for shit like
hey.
That.
Hey.
Let's sit down and fire up the internet.
Why are you canceling
Comcast? You're like an ex-girlfriend I had.
This phone call is a really actually amazing representative example of why I don't want to...
Okay, but fucking this guy with his Harvard words...
What do you mean? What Harvard words were there?
Representative. He could have said rep. Where are you going, Sean?
No, but it's not even a Harvard coffee. Word because it was a representation. A representative would be the
Sean's
person.
Sean's going to get a dictionary.
He is.
If he should use the exact word that he should have used, it would be, this is a representation of why I'm trying to cancel my
stay with Comcast. So can you please cancel our service?
So but I'm trying to help you.
Hold on. Let's start back at the beginning.
Help me help you.
Let's start back at the beginning.
Help me help
my
you.
My name's Bill. Hi. Welcome to Comcast.
Okay, no, I'm not going through this again.
No, I'm not
Bill.
Doing this.
Hi, Bill,
ever.
How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm hanging up.
I'm just I'm not happy with my service. I'm moving on to
something
else.
Oh, why are you not happy with the service? It's
well,
the best service
you know,
in the
honestly,
world.
Honestly, it's not fast enough, and I got a better
hold
deal.
Hold on, you see that you were getting that 5 megabytes a second download?
you know, I did, and...
isn't that pretty freaking awesome that you can download stuff?
Yeah, I'm glad that my EXE
file... I'm glad you agree with me. All right, have a wonderful day.
Hello? Hello?
I think she hung up on you, bro.
Cha-ching, $25 commission. Nailed them.
Dude, if you just hang up on them before they can say I want to cancel my service, do you get the commission?
The way that you can help me right now...
I'm providing answers by doing all this.
The way that you can help me is by disconnecting our service. That's how you can help me.
How is that helping you, though?
Because that's what I want.
This is going to be fun because I do have to disconnect my Bright House soon because we're moving and we're going to get files. I'll record it. Let's just
please record it.
I'm just. I won't.
Can I cancel for you?
Yeah, if you want, go for it. I'll give you the info.
I'd love to.
Please. I just want to. That would be fucking hilarious. Look, I need to cancel the service. You fucking cunt. Just do it now.
That's what I want.
Okay, so why is that what you want?
Because that's what I want.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This is
okay,
terrible.
So, I mean, there has to be some sort of reason behind it. That's what we're trying to find out. We just want to find out what it is that's causing a customer that's been with us for a long time.
Are you yelling at me, sir?
Why does this guy think he's fucking Alec Baldwin from Glengarry? What the fuck's he doing? Like, you know what I'm saying? He's like, you're not fucking selling real estate.
I know. I can picture him holding two steel balls together, swinging them by his crotch, going, we have 5K.
What's your name? Fuck you. That's my name.
Listen, why don't you come over to my Nana's house? She'll make you some awesome meatballs. We'll sit down. We'll have a nice Italian meal, and we'll talk about this like civilized adults.
No.
I drove a Hyundai to get here. You drove a bicycle. That's my name.
I love it.
So I'm hoping at the end of this call this guy gets upgraded.
Whoa, hey, crystal lights for closes.
Do you think this guy caves in and doesn't cancel?
Put that tea mix powder down.
Hold on, Marie, I'm having fun.
You're just gonna have to let him get it out.
I realize this now.
You guys having a good time over there?
It's Giggle Fest 2014 over
You're
here.
Such a hero. You come here with a Guns N' Roses shirt and talk to a bunch of bums?
The Bright House leads are for closers only.
They're almost there. Don't worry.
You see this iPhone? You see this iPhone? It costs more than your house, pal.
One day I'll be in a bar talking about, I used to sell cable. Tough racket.
I made $65,000 last year. How much you make, pal? See, that's who I am. Nice guy. I don't give a shit. Play Xbox 360. I don't give a shit. Fuck you.
Go home and play with your shitty radio show.
Sean, I thought they were done.
They're almost there.
Okay, I'm done.
See? There we go.
Sorry, that was too much fun.
Joe's really losing his shit over there.
Oh, fuck.
He is having a good old time.
Want to see second prize? Second prize, a gift card to Applebee's. Third prize, you're fired.
And that concludes our segment. Hippo Juice presents the movies.
presents Comcast.
Oh, God.
D in the chat, Royce was, broke Joe, but I think Royce broke Royce.
It's too much fun.
I think they broke each other.
They're just broken now. You guys okay?
A, B, C, C. Always be canceling cancellations.
I don't think there was an extra C in there.
I thought the extra C was going to be for Comcast.
Okay.
Do I have your attention? Will you not cancel your internet?
You think this is abuse? You think this is abuse, cocksucker? Wait till you get a call with someone telling them they want to cancel. What are you going to do then? You keep them on the phone for 20 minutes. ADIA.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Oh. All right, guys. Let's bring it in. Let's just all...
Bring it back.
Bring it back here.
Bring it back around.
I'm here because Jonathan Comcast asked me to come down here as a personal favor. I said I would keep this customer. You know what? Because fuck them. I said fire them. They're all losers.
I don't think his name is Jonathan Comcast.
It is.
He said, you want my advice? Let those cocksuckers cancel. I'm on a mission of mercy. Comcast.
I'm on a mission of mercy. Yes. Oh, God, I want to do the whole movie now.
Guys, sorry. Guys,
sorry,
come on.
Sorry.
I'm trying to
do a fun segment.
I like
it. And you're all over here like, blah, 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 I'm going to quote movies.
But that's what you're doing.
Sorry.
Okay. All right. Mm. Hippo juice, folks.
The cancellations are weak. You're weak.
I'm gonna have this whole fucking movie stuck in my head tonight, you jerks.
You call yourself a phone rep, you son of a bitch.
Fucking hate you guys. Should we just play the movie?
I want to. Yeah, I want to
if
the
we
movie.
Started it now, I'm sure we could finish it before the end of the show. Fuck commercial breaks.
Oh, fuck.
So, sorry. Comcast?
We can finish the call, but I'm not going to top that, so we can move on to the next thing if you want. Comcast sucks.
Fuck Comcast. That's the whole point. Fuck them.
Okay. Oh,
that's what we've been driving at for 45 minutes
all
here.
All right, so we can move on?
Yes, Marie.
Would you like to move on to another recruitment story?
Okay, sure. Why not?
The KKK recruitment flyers dropped off
in
Oconee.
Not
going to
work here anymore, that's for sure.
There's audio. So why don't
ooh,
I
yay, audio.
Play the video?
It's less work for us.
Sure does.
We're hit doing it. Good.
And go.
On the news now, the Ku Klux Klan recruiting in local neighborhoods. Some people found flyers which say "Save our land," and they ask people to call a hotline to sign up.
Homeowners are not happy, but according to
No shit.
So it was a flyer.
No shit. Homeowners are not happy now. You tell me more.
It's just a flyer telling people to call the hotline.
It's just a number.
Yes?
Yeah.
Hello. Do you guys have time to talk about the white supremacy?
As long as it's not Jehovah's Witness, I'll listen all day.
Okay. So whites are the superior race.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, though. Imagine, yes, I know. And then they just go, oh, okay.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day, sir.
All right, take care. Go ahead, Marie.
All right.
Come as a big surprise. The Southern Poverty Law Center says there are active hate groups in Spartanburg, Travelers Rest, Woodruff, and Abbeville.
Okay, new pause.
Oh, my God, not in Abbeville.
Well, if you live in a place that still sounds like an old West town, of course there's going to be racism.
Now, you guys are...
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. There's racism in Dodge City? Yeah, I get it. Don't fucking live there.
Now, I'm glad that you asked me to pause right here because on the map that they're showing in this video, Spartanburg is home to skinheads, anti-LGBT, and KKK members.
Hot.
Travelers
Rest. Do we have a hotline number? Because I think it'd be fun if we called them and talked to them.
Ooh,
I would love that.
Because,
love.
I mean, it's a hotline, and I think the one thing we're good at is calling hotlines and getting the scoop.
The scoop?
The scoop. News reporters.
I'm very interested in that.
What's the number?
I don't know. I don't think that they published the number.
Okay, wait a second. It's the internet. What is it called? The Spartanburg KKK?
All right, well, I'll just keep playing this while you search.
Besides, Drew Smith explains how Oconee County's neighbors plan to deal with these recruitment efforts.
It's a quiet neighborhood on the outskirts of town, but what many people found next to the morning paper on this street has people talking.
See something like that here is, it's unacceptable.
Bo Morris isn't happy that someone is dropping off flyers for the Loyal White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. He says his daughter has multicultural friends, and this is sending the wrong message.
We have
got it. Pause. 336. Get ready, Marie. Joe, of course, this is all you, my friend.
Yeah, okay, so no, I'm calling the KKK,
yeah,
right?
The loyal I'll tell you exactly who you're calling, the Loyal White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. This is a local hotline.
And now, what town is this?
This is this specific town is Pelham, North Carolina.
Hot.
Okay, now, am I a person that has received this
You've
flyer?
You've received this
I'm
flyer.
Interested, or?
You're very interested.
You want more information.
You want more information, but then you should also sound like a minority who's interested.
Actually, I think you should seem on the
fence.
Line.
On the fence.
Have them talk you into it.
I'm
say.
I'm unsure. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Ready? I received this mailbox. Is that what they were?
Yeah,
doing?
In your mailbox. 336.
Okay. Fine.
432-0386. That's 336-432-0386. If you would like to call the Loyal White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan in North Carolina,
can I see your phone?
No, I mean, we're going to call her on
Skype.
Oh.
Okay, I'll calling now.
Okay.
Okay, calling.
Okay. You still with us, Joe?
Yeah.
Yes, I.
Okay.
Be a man, join the Klan. Illegal immigration is destroying America. Mexicans cost the American taxpayer over $113 billion a year. They also bring along with them their third world diseases that have not been in the United States since the 1920s, like leprosy, which is spreading through New York,
they sell
and tuberculosis, which kills 2 million Americans.
I just
want to
cancel my service.
Sticks are already criminals when they cross
their borders
illegally.
I just
want
to cancel my Comcast service.
It's time to enforce our immigration laws and send them back and put troops on our border with a shoot-to-kill policy.
Okay.
This message has been brought to you by the Loyal White Knights of the Ku Klux Klan. Visit our website at kkknights.com.
Already there.
That's kkknights.com. I'll leave your name and area code and we'll get back to you. Always remember, if it ain't white, it ain't right. White power.
Sakes.
Record your message at the tone.
Go
when
ahead,
you are
Joe.
Finished recording, press pound. To cancel, press star.
Hey, how you doing? This is Vinny. I got one of your leaflets. I've been very interested. I'm not sure. I'm into the whole movement. You know, I'm at the Home Depot I work at. I think that the brownies that stand outside make more than I do selling sheetrock inside. I wanted more info on that. You can call me back 845-228-8897. I'd really appreciate it. Hope to hear from you soon. Thank you.
All right, Joe.
Wonderful.
Okay, we're good.
We're good. All
okay.
right, I hung up.
I hope he calls you, Joe, and I hope that you have a nice conversation with him, dude. He wasn't even trying to be like on even the new KKK is kind of like, no, we don't hate black people. We just
they,
blah blah
they
blah.
They couldn't have been more blatant.
No,
Jesus
this guy was like
Christ.
Fucking niggers and fucking chicks. I'm like, dude,
well,
fuck.
No,
relax.
I didn't hear any of that.
No,
heard,
it was more Mexicans.
I heard white knights.
If it ain't white, it ain't right.
I want that as a drop.
No.
Can we get that as a drop?
No. I want to listen more from Bo Morris.
Bo Morris?
He's in this neighborhood, and we really don't want that kind of stuff in here.
Just look how this is packaged. Little pieces of candy and a flyer with what neighbors say are hate symbols.
The candy in the bag that has the flyer.
You know, so
well, it's very enticing, Marie.
So the kids, you know, the kids are interested in the KKK.
The KKK's just giving out candy.
Here you go, kids. From the KKK, because we like to give kids candy. White power.
We never give out Tootsie Rolls. That's for goddamn sure.
No, they're too brown.
We give out Wrigley chewing gum, candy cigarettes, and that's it.
And chewing tobacco.
Well, of course kids can start doing chewing tobacco at the age of 15.
Eight.
Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. The stupid video refresh, but that's pretty much
fine.
It.
Okay.
I mean... KKK is handing out candy and a hotline number.
Hey, you know what they say? They say any press is good press, right?
Yeah,
we're talking about them.
Yeah,
full court press.
Tell me, you think somebody like? Imagine if someone was really on the fence and they heard that phone call and they were like, "This, of course,
this is it. This is what I've been looking for
of course.
My whole life."
You can't be that abrasive right up front. If you're, you know, in the
that's why you give it to Scientologists because they bring you in like, "Oh, hey, pal, come here."
Yeah, they're real subtle. Hey, you want to come
with
us?
Fucking Mexicans! Whoa.
it's not exactly slowly roping them in, is it?
No.
You let out the crazy a little bit at a time, but you start out normal.
That guy looked like he was yelling into a rotary phone, like just holding it to his face and screaming it. And the Mexicans, the illegal immigrants. All right,
hey,
pal.
You guys don't have to go to break. But you know, we were talking about like prank phone calls earlier.
Yeah.
I have one I never played on air before. It has to do with this very topic, if you want.
Yes.
It's a minute long. We'll stay on the air if you want to hear it.
Yeah. Do you have it? Play it.
I got it right here.
Go for
ready?
It. Yeah, go for it.
Hello?
Hi, how are you, sir?
Who's calling?
This is Vincent from the NAC. Just wanted
what
to make
is the
sure.
NAC?
Well, I wanted to make sure you were confirmed for our town hall attendance tonight. The NAC is the Anti-Negro Community. We have a meeting at town hall tonight. Just wanted to confirm your attendance.
The Anti-Negro Committee.
Yeah, community. Excuse you. Yes.
And you want to explain what that means to me?
It means
you're against Negroes? Is that what it means?
Well, it means they bring nothing but drugs and death to our town, and we want to remain...
You have this phone number on your list. Will you take it off?
We want to...
Take this number off your list, and don't you ever call me again. Do you understand?
Do you not want to remain right...
Do you understand? Do not ever call me again.
Do you not want to...
Hello.
Sir, do you not want to remain righteous and righteous?
Excuse me. Why did you call me? I said take my number off your list.
I don't understand your problem. You married to...
My problem is I don't want to get calls from people like you.
What do you mean people like me? It would have been funny if I said, what do you mean you people?
What do you mean you people? Okay, we're back live. That was fucking amazing.
You are an awful person.
Joe.
No, that wasn't Joe. That was Vincent.
Vincent.
Yeah, that was Vincent.
Joe, was Vincent just picking a random phone number and dialing it, or were we targeting somebody?
I and or Vincent spent quite a few hours going through local black communities to call with that same premise.
fucking Jesus Christ.
Wait, are you saying that could have been...
One of many. I'm not sure if that'll make the cut for the next album, but
we got it.
Oh, no, Joe.
I want to go on another blog. I want to have another drunk blog talk prank thing. That was so much
so
fun.
Oh, so do I. Holy
that
shit.
Was just, that was fucking fun, man. Making fun of everybody. I believe we called the show, and they were apologizing to us after we made fun of them.
Oh, dude. Classic.
Oh God! Well, we could probably squeeze one more story in before break. Do you have one, Sean?
I do.
Okay,
I have a fantastic story here. Local Florida story.
Are we echoing?
Yes,
a little bit.
I don't hear any echo.
It'll fix. But go ahead.
But anyway, Winter Park renames Fleet People's Park after molestation allegations.
Now, Fleet People's is a park that's right by us, actually.
Yeah,
just found out, Sean, that Fleet People's had a shady background.
Fleet People's Park is no more. City commissioners in Winter Park voted unanimously to rename the park Monday afternoon after allegations surfaced that People's, once a beloved figure in the city, was a serial child molester.
People's,
Florida.
People's is the name of a person?
Yes.
Yeah.
A person that was a child.
That made me so excited. I got to go pee. I'll be right back.
Go.
Fleet People's.
Fleet People's.
His first name is Fleet, and his last name is Peoples.
Yeah.
Mr. Peoples.
Mr. Peoples.
While saying he would like to see more due process for Peoples in the matter, Winter Park Mayor Kenneth Bradley said renaming the park was the right course of action. There is enough circumstantial evidentiary information and statements made by credible individuals to suggest we should remove the name, which was honorary, he said before the meeting. The 23-acre lakefront spot on blah, blah, blah was
named...
Why was he
honored in the first place?
Because of how many kids he molested. They gave him the park.
Yeah, it was an accomplishment to get that many.
That's amazing.
I mean, it was like 8,000 kids were molested.
Like, how did
give
they
this
not,
gentleman a park.
How did they not realize that that's not an accomplishment?
And by the way,
Florida.
He did this in a pre-PS2 age when he had to do this with just straight toys.
Yeah.
So that's an accomplishment. Look, I don't agree with it. I think it's disgusting. But if you're going to give an award to somebody, give it to somebody who earned it.
Yeah. Somebody who put in the work.
Let's give him a park.
The hard work and
give
dedication that
guys,
it takes.
I don't think we should be rewarding bad work. I mean,
no, it's not rewarding.
Yes, he worked hard, but it wasn't for
rewarding.
A good reason.
Listen, here's what it is. You know, a Guinness Book of World Records, a guy grows like the longest fingernails and he wins. That's not good behavior. That's not socially acceptable. But you're going to give him an award. It's
who
not
wants
social-
to outdo that guy.
Exactly.
Who's life's goal is to outdo that.
My point, exactly. So this guy, it's not a good thing he's doing. You shouldn't molest kids. But if you're going to and you're going to molest the most, give him a park.
Well, this is
no,
this
that's not it.
A statue, you're saying? We should give him a bust, maybe?
No, you should put him him in jail.
No, like a whole statue.
No, a statue in front of a jail.
Well.
I mean, maybe the statute of limitations would come into play at a certain point. But no.
I don't like that statue at all. It's a terrible statue.
It's the worst statue. Peoples.
At least it runs out in 7 years.
Who died in 1993 at the age of 95. Mm-hmm. Served as Rollins College's director of aquatics from the 1920s to the 1970s. And is credited with teaching 20,000 Aryan children to swim.
Aryan children to swim?
Aryan.
He was racist?
Yes. 20,000 white children were taught to swim by him.
Ooh, Dee found a picture of the sign out front at Fleet People's Park, dedicated May 31st, 1985, my birth year.
Aquatics teacher, tombstone. Scoutmaster, naturalist, and inspirer of generations
you know
of Winter
what?
Park youth.
I don't think an aquatic...
I don't think inspiring was what he was doing to them.
I don't think any of
those
things...
Yeah, he
was
inspiring some to become strippers.
I don't think any of those things deserve a full park.
Does anybody know what a naturalist is?
A guy who fucks kids?
No. Okay. A naturalist is somebody who enjoys being out in nature.
I thought it was somebody that doesn't use deodorant.
That's right.
No, those are French people.
I'm not sure exactly, though.
No, wasn't that submarine from the movie, the Naturalist?
The Nautilus.
Ah, no wonder.
Yeah,
we all agree naturalists are people we never would hang out with or talk to ever.
I would never eat food with them.
It was a book. 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Jules Verne.
Kelly thinks of naturalists as nudists.
Those are nudists.
Now, what qualifies you as an inspirer of generations?
Molesting kids.
Michael Jackson inspired a generation, and he molested kids, allegedly.
Well,
he's dead. He did.
Hitler
inspired a generation.
Whole generation of 6 million people.
Is there a Hitler
people.
Park?
When there 2 million be. Gypsies.
There's a few.
There should be. Jesus Christ.
I'm pretty sure somewhere in Germany there's like, you know, a quiet park where it's like, oh, this is Hitler Park. Like, you know.
Just don't use the public showers here. From what I've heard.
Where?
The Hitler Park.
In Auschwitz?
Whoa!
Jesus, Sean, you got
more like hot
that level. That's a little fucked up.
Yeah,
man.
Sean, there's a little thing called subtlety that you and Comcast could learn a lot about.
Yeah,
I'm sorry,
dial it down a notch.
I am just trying to cancel the Jews. Can you please cancel the Jews?
No, that's not.
Comcast would have saved a lot of people's lives.
Yeah,
that's true. That is very true. They would not let you go.
Mm-mm. So Fleet Peoples molested how many children
it doesn't
in the aquatic
say,
center?
It doesn't say, but it says that there was a case brought against him that relied on the accounts of...
Was he playing submarine where he went underwater and used her pee-pee as a scuba mask?
From 5 women ranging in age from 42 to 68 who said they'd been molested by Peoples at
different points. Oh, they were adults?
From the mid-50s to 70s.
Count?
Yeah, well, it's one of those things about like sexual molestation. You get molested as a kid, you don't tell nobody for like 30 years. And
why?
Then you have a fucking nightmare one night and you just remember like an uncle putting a dick in your mouth or something like that. And you wake up crying and you got to call your mom and tell her something uncomfortable. And then it's like a bad thing.
Hey, guys, I don't know if you saw Brent's pic in the chat.
Who's Brent?
It's
There's a naturalist. Oh my god!
Well, he posted a picture of the sign for Fleet People's Park, and there's a number on it. If we want to schedule a special event,
you might want to rent a pavilion.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
hey guys, Marie, drop this down. If we want to rent a pavilion, you should put this in Skype right now. You might want to call Fleet People's Park. It's 407. 599.
You want me to call right now?
Yes, right now. 407. 599.
You don't need to say it out. I mean, I can just.
But
read
it's a public number. It's
public
knowledge.
Okay,
don't get snippy at your.
No,
husband.
It's just boring to read phone numbers.
Well,
I have it right here.
Your phone number is actually public knowledge as well. So if I gave your phone number out on it,
like 954-573-2780.
Right.
All right. You want me to call this number?
Yes.
Up?
Yes.
No, I meant your personal cell phone.
I need to rent the pavilion
because I can find that in the internet.
Right, I'm gonna go.
Go.
Royce, you're my partner.
I got it.
You have reached the City of Winter Park Parks and Recreation Department.
They're closed.
Don't
Please listen carefully to the following options. You may press 0 at any time to speak to an operator.
0, please.
0.
For staff directions.
Wait while I transfer your call.
Keisha Jones.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished,
Fuck.
Hang up or press pound
you,
for more options.
Go ahead.
Hey, sup, Keisha? what's going on. Just want to rent a pavilion. I'm really good with kids. I got a... Sorry. I almost hung up my dick. It's so hard. I'm really good with kids. If you want to call me back, 845-228-8897. We'll talk about cabins for kids with me in it. And you, Keisha, you black bitch. I'm not sure I'll be getting a call back, but
it would be funny if it was. Anyway,
no. What happened? I left my number, not yours. Don't be worried.
I'm not worried. I don't care.
Why would you say such things?
Well, because,
why wouldn't he?
Well, I don't think Keisha was Asian. I'll tell you that.
I'm turned on.
Thank you, Roy.
She wasn't fucking. She wasn't fucking doing pedicures. I promise you that.
How do you know?
Let's go to break before we get in trouble. I don't want to be in the New York Post like Red Show. Why don't we just do that? We'll come.
I'm on mute. You're on mute. Marie's muted.
I've been on mute.
Why are you muting Marie?
I don't know.
I didn't mean to. It was an accident. Anyway, let's go to break.
Yeah.
Coming after the break, we'll have a lot more fun stuff. Like I said, I don't want to
get
in
trouble. A lot less racism.
Because, yeah, it's getting a little what? On the... Well, no, we're just having fun. Having fun, having a good time. Marie, go to break for the love of God. Looking to go to the biggest internet radio live event on the Eastern Seaboard? Well, go to the second annual More Like Radio live event, a tribute to Otto Peterson, Saturday, August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair. Come see your favorite comedians and possibly Mersh if you could get a ride. $10 suggested donation. All proceeds would go to benefit the Otto Peterson family. August 9th from 1 to 4 p.m. at Just Jake's in Montclair.
Have you ever wanted something so bad that you do just about anything for it? Well, that's exactly how we feel about you. That's right. AdamandEve.com wants you so bad. We're giving you 10 free gifts with your first order. You heard me right. That's 10 free gifts to spice up your love life. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, an adventurous toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. That's 10 free gifts for you shy types who've never tried Adam and Eve before. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, a sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code DEAL48 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts, including free shipping. That's offer code DEAL48. That's DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
The Cousin Joe Show.
Chronic burping leaves Venice Man confounded and embarrassed.
Hello, my name is Ron Johnson. I'm 58 years old. I live in Venice, Florida, and today's date is May 19th, 2014. Hadn't been able to get a job.
I wonder why.
2012.
Life be a catcher.
He wasn't Hello, able sir. To get a job since
Can
2012.
Can I help you?
What do you mean I can't work here? What's the problem?
Do you like fries with it?
I have actually registered with the state. I have a severe problem with... And I'd really love to be your janitor during the day if I can get the job.
Now, kids, the significance of the War of 1812 was that...
Welcome to Outback. Some of our specials include...
Please welcome your next comic, Ron Johnson. Hey, I just flew out here, and boy, are my...
He's hoping someone will see this video and be inspired to help John.
Somebody will be inspired to help. Somebody will watch the video and go, wait a minute, this fella can't stop burping. God bless you, sir. I'm going to donate some money. God bless you, sir. I'm going to donate some money. And we're going to... God bless you, sir. We're going to donate some money, and we're going to do our very best to get you in front of the best doctors that there are, because... God bless you, sir. We're going to put you in front of the best GI doctors that there are, because there's nothing that can help a person like... Sir? Oh, God bless you out of both ends.
Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
You know the way at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey, man.
Spain. Singapore.
Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like terrible. Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. Radio Meltdown.
I literally think I got an Instagram. I think I posted one, possibly two photos, and then I haven't touched a thing.
Both of beer.
No, actually, one of them was of...
his
I know
balls.
It never ends.
Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, you feel classy on Monday nights?
Welcome to the slit party.
Yes.
Well, okay, maybe not. Listen to Marianne.
Oh my god, I would take the shits over throwing up anytime.
And Kitty.
Yeah, and you know what I like doing is sucking the cream out.
Wait, what the hell is this show about?
That's a bad vagina.
And I'm supposed to listen to this train wreck. Why?
Their show is so funny. Oh my god.
Well, if you say so, Kitty. So, when am I supposed to tune in?
How about, like, a Monday night at 9?
Okay, sounds good. Anything else I should know?
Better out through the mouth than the butt, right? I think I'd rather have it out through the butt.
God, they don't pay me enough to do this goddamn shit.
Daytime Divas, Monday, 9 to 11 Eastern, only on More Like Radio.
Penis, 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 penis.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.
Listen, motherfucker. I killed your dog.
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
Killed your dog, and I don't fucking respect.
Where's Manny?
Brennan's watching me.
Where's my dog?
Look, man, I was upstairs, but then I had to go to the bathroom because
I
spilled some
of
my shoe.
I know, good and goddamn.
God damn! Lucas, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
How the fuck could you do such a thing?
I didn't. I'm not on purpose. I didn't. I swear to God. Here's the thing. I didn't understand the stigma of gift chocolates in the black community.
What was it? The stigma of gift chocolates? What the fuck are you talking about, man?
Hey, man, don't play dumb with me. How black people are offended by chocolates? I know.
Black people are offended by white people who come to their parties and kill their goddamn dog.
Ugh. Black people are offended by everything. No, you should be. You have every right to be. I would be too if I wasn't thinking.
Yo, Lucas. What do you want to do?
Nothing, nothing. You don't want to do anything.
Back live on Hippo Juice. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. I saw somebody call into the break. If you want to call back now, it should be fine.
I have him on.
All right. Hey, hi, caller. Who's this?
Hi, guys.
It's John. Hi, John. What's going on, dude?
I'm not live on the show for the entire thing, I guess for the second hour. So, you know, but yay, I'm not dead. I'm almost dead.
Good. Well, good. Well, you're not dead. Well, you know what? Stay on the phone until, what are you, driving home?
Yeah.
Okay, then you get home. If you get home before the show ends, you can hop on Skype. But for right now, you can be our man on the street because you are driving. Just don't crash. Okay. We are back. Second hour. Joined special guest tonight, Cousin Joe from the Cousin Joe Show. Heard exclusively on More Like Radio Thursday evenings, pretty much the entire night.
Yeah, from like 7 to 10.
7 p.m. till 10, maybe later if he feels
I think I'm the only show left doing 3 hours, which I feel weird about.
That's why I call you Hollywood workhorse Joe Coletta.
Oh, don't do that.
Hollywood workhorse.
Workhorse.
Joe Coletta.
Where'd that come from?
I like it. It's catchy. Put it on a business card.
There you go. Oh, we need business cards.
We do.
That'll be amazing. I'll put it on Joe's. So yes, we are back. Hopefully we don't get a lot of angry phone calls later, but actually, no, I hope we do. I guess we could go into more.
Did you forget? Oh, before you move on, let's not forget. Ladies, Joe has a huge cock.
Don't forget that. And also don't forget, ladies, if you want to see Joe's huge cock and my mediocre cock at the live event.
And my tiny skinny cock.
August 9th, Montclair, New Jersey. Just Jake's.
Montclair, New Jersey.
Yes. Go to Tiny.
John's washboard apps.
Yes, John will be there also. You will see John's beautiful face there. tinyurl.com/MLR live and the number 2.
And you'll see me in my new haircut.
Look at Marie's new haircut.
She's got a new haircut.
Look at my new haircut.
So, yes, so don't forget to go out there, fly, drive. We're driving, we're road tripping from Florida.
It's going to be a good time.
Like fucking ballers.
I'm actually taking a boat.
You're taking a boat?
Taking a boat. I got a nice little cigarette one that my friend's lending to me.
So you're okay. So basically, we're going to get there every way but airplanes. I am taking a car. John is going to take a cigarette, bro, like a Miami Vice bad guy. And we're just going to get there.
I actually had that on a mixtape.
Why? Why?
Because he's
Why
John.
Why not?
Because he's John.
I can go as fast as I want. The only thing I got to make sure is I don't, like, throw out any garbage over. Like, there's nobody, like, patrolling the waters except for, like, making sure that they're illegal and not coming into America and that they're not illegally fishing.
Well,
I don't think you realize how fast you can go on a boat. Like, how long would it take you guys to drive up there?
Pretty
16 hours?
Yeah, 16 to 17 hours about.
Yeah. Where are you going to park the boat?
A dock.
How many hours are you going to get there,
no,
John?
It's
Let me
New
know.
York City. You just can't say...
New York City?
Well...
You just can't say a dock. You just can't park your cigarette boat. Where the fuck...
He's going to park it in
actually,
the river.
You could park it where we had last year's live event, but there's probably still sandy damage there. There's a boat inside the place. So I'm sure it's okay to park around it.
They had sand damage?
I've leveled sandy enough in Grand Theft Auto 5 to get the boat slip. I think I know how boat slips work. All I got to do is I got to knock off a couple hookers, and then I take their boat slip, and then I also get acquired a boat. So when I park my boat, I'm gonna have another boat that I can just leave there because I can customize it whatever I want.
Okay.
I don't. You know what? I think the fact that you're planning your trip based on a video game is good logic, and I'm sure it's gonna work out great for you.
Did you like just finish playing Grand Theft Auto or something?
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Okay.
I mean, it's neither here nor there. You know.
It is here. It's specifically
it's
here.
It's here and there.
And there both. Did you have any John? Did you have any John talks for this week?
I do. But I got a lot to talk about.
But are you dry? Can you do them while you drive without killing yourself?
I mean, it's called like multitasking.
Yeah, it's also called crashing into a fucking divider and dying.
Well, hold on. They just finished redoing the construction down there.
Oh, you're fine.
So
you're good.
He's good.
That's right. Put cruise control on. That you never die with cruise control on.
No.
Go ahead, John.
Yes.
Look out, old person.
Shh, let him talk.
That old person. So we're doing John talk now?
Well, I mean, if you're ready for it, I'm ready for it.
I'm ready for it if you're ready for it.
Yes, go ahead.
Like,
ready and excited.
I noticed that, like, has anybody else noticed that, like, hipsters are, it's like the zombie apocalypse. There's, like, more of them spreading every day. I don't know, like around here, there's, like, way too many hipsters, and it's come to the point now where, like, is everybody just a douche, or are there hipsters? Because it's come to the point now that I can't differentiate between a hipster or a douchebag. What I would like to know is, am I a hipster or am I just a douchebag?
Do you want me to answer that or is that rhetorical? Because you're a douchebag.
It's both.
I mean, it's either or. I mean, like, you can answer it. I mean, I know what the answer is going to be. Yes, I am a douchebag. But, like,
why do you think you're a douchebag? Whoa, why do you think you're a douchebag, John? I want to talk about this. Why do you think you're a douchebag?
I mean, I don't think I'm a douchebag, but then again, there's
just
one of those
everyone around
where,
you
I mean,
knows
I mean,
it. Right.
Like, I may not think I am, but, like, you know, everyone else just thinks I am, and I just don't know it.
Right. Well, I don't think you're a douchebag. I think you're crazy and mildly autistic, but not a douchebag.
Mildly?
Yeah.
John, you know what you should do with your life? Every morning, every morning when you get up, I want you to take a shower, powder yourself down, and climb into your Deadpool costume for like the next 6 months. Never do anything unless you're in your Deadpool costume.
I agree.
And walk around everywhere you go, to work, your regular life. Just don't pay any attention to the fact that you are in your Deadpool costume.
By the way, speaking of, we're trying to work out a way to get John up here on a Wednesday because we are going to do the John stand-up Spankdown, which is basically, for those of you longtime listeners, John tells jokes. Every time John tells a bad joke, we've punished him. We've punished him in the past by waxing him when he told the bad joke, hitting him with paintballs, and tasing him. This year, we're going to figure out a way to have one of our burlesque friends with a paddle spank him. While he's going to be wearing the thigh cock sock, you know, the one that just, you know, for those who don't know, look it up.
That hot thing, that hot hygienic thing.
Right.
This can all happen in August because, like, the blackout season for my work
is... The African-American out season, bro. We already had one racist segment. What?
Is it an N-word season?
Whoa, stop it.
You okay. Didn't say that.
N-word WA. Okay, so they compiled the 15 dumbest patients of all time. I guess this medical site was asking on their Facebook, you know, which is mostly doctors and nurses, what are their dumbest things? So this is 15 of them. I'm going to read them, and I'll play some music for it.
Stoogie House.
This will redeem
15 of the dumbest what?
Dumbest patients of all time. Patients, doctors, patients.
Oh, hospital patients.
Yes. Or it could just be just a doctor's
or a
office.
Doctor.
Okay, number 15. After looking at a patient's chart and seeing it had diabetes, Marie, you want to read the patient and I'll be the other person?
Oh, I'll be the doctor. I have to pull it up now. I didn't realize I was going to be
incorporated.
I didn't
realize either. What
bit.
I was doing, you see, what I was doing was called improving, like on the spot. I was going to
once again, Royce. You didn't give her the info
ahead of time. Like you should have this,
and you're kind of being unrealistic. And
all right, I'm ready. I'm the patient.
That's what the other earphones for.
I'm the patient.
But did I tell you about the 5 megabytes?
No, but that's what they. can we not?
I'm the patient. You're the doctor.
I will be the doctor.
Wait, I want to be the patient, and the doctor Royce does the dirty stuff to me.
No,
right?
There's plenty of them. Okay.
Oh. By the way, Marie, thanks for playing my prank call on break. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
After the. we already played one during the show, ass. After looking at the patient's chart and seeing she had diabetes, do you have any medical conditions?
No.
Are you sure? You've never been told you've had any diseases?
Never.
Remember, you slept with Royce.
What medications do you take?
Insulin for my diabetes.
All right.
All right.
You're diabetic, Marie?
I once had a 20-year-old female patient who had no idea that having sex would lead to pregnancy. She had no idea.
What? How do you?
No idea what's going on.
What did she think happened?
There was this lady who had diabetes and her foot was neurotic.
Necrotic.
Dying.
Her foot was neurotic.
Neurotic.
The foot neurotic was, foot? The foot just was sat so there and neurotic. Yelled at her all day?
Hey, man, I'm a foot!
Restless I'm a fucking foot syndrome.
Lose some weight, you fat bitch!
Yeah, you fucking bitch!
It hurts down here! I don't get good blood!
The doctor told her she was going to have it amputated.
Ugh.
She said, no, Jesus will heal it for me or something to that degree. The doctor told her, ma'am, you have maggots eating your foot. Jesus wants you to get it amputated.
Wait, is this a real story?
These are real. These are real doctor stories.
Oh, fuck. This is, you know what's amazing? I love this. I can't do this on my own show, unfortunately.
Why? Because everyone else freaks out?
Well, I don't want to get into it.
Okay.
Because they're a bunch of bitches. Should. I'll say it for you, bro. They're a bunch of bitches.
No, it's not my... It's not.
They're not funny, and I don't think I like any of those people.
Wait,
but
that?
I mean,
who's
I like
that?
You.
I like
hey,
him.
Who's that?
No, I like Maselli's all right, I guess.
Nah, he's retarded.
Oh, guys, come on. Listen, I don't want to break up his show on my show.
What are you talking about? I love everybody on the Cousin Joe show that's named Cousin
that.
Joe.
I'm not allowed to do religious topics anymore. I made a compromise.
Oh, you got...
what's wrong with religious topics?
Religiously sensitive douchebag?
It gets very sensitive and takes it personal.
Is he your brother? Does he live in Georgia? Don't worry about it then.
wow, that's fucking hilarious.
A mom brought her... By the way, a rumor mill has
rumor
it...
Rumor has it.
Rumor has it.
Rumor has it.
some people who remain nameless hack their or log into their husband's Facebook.
They hack them.
And then they write how much they love their wives, even though it's not them saying it, it's the wife saying it about themselves. So you decipher that however you want.
Where did that come from?
Just, you know.
That's the whole, like, I have a friend who.
Yeah, like, I love my wife so much. A mom brought her kids to the ER after they ate all their Halloween candy because they had tummy aches. They were still eating Reese's peanut butter cups when they were in the exam room. I had to explain to her they need to cut back on candy, and she looked at me like I had three heads.
Well, yeah.
Well, how else are they going to get type 2 diabetes and be fat and die in their 40s?
Why would you want that?
Because they have to die in their 40s.
Why?
Because they're fat.
I don't think. Okay, let's go to the next one here. A middle-aged lady in the operating theater once told us at the last minute as she was being wheeled in that she had an allergic reaction to latex. Everyone freaks out so much. So much of the stuff we use has latex. So we had to take her to a latex-free theater to do her surgery there. When she's in recovery and awake, I inquire as to what reaction she has to latex. She said, I just don't really like the sound of the sound latex gloves make.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I just turned around and walked away.
No.
She's such a fucking idiot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
what
no.
What was it, static I just heard?
That was John.
That was John saying, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See? There he is.
See? That's the one.
20-something-year-old patient comes
Hold on. I'm still trying to contemplate the stupid-ass woman that thinks an allergic reaction is not liking a sound. That's not an allergic reaction, you dumb woman. It's a sound. You don't break out in hives or rashes because you hear something.
Well, right. All she said was that she had a reaction,
That's
right?
Not true. Have you heard live from the
morgue? No, it said allergic. She said an allergic reaction to latex. Yeah. Yeah. What an asshole.
That's kind of weird.
This is why they make lambskin condoms, which...
Right, which are terrible and don't really work that well.
Yeah, oh, that's... Oh.
I don't use any of them.
Condoms are for losers.
But is this what it sounds like when doves cry?
Yes, John, exactly what it sounds like.
Are you playing that Comcast sound again, that call, or is there someone actually on the phone?
No, it's John.
It's John.
The quality is just... Oh.
It's great.
Because John's on his cell phone.
John, why aren't you on Skype, baby?
Because my cocksucker store manager doesn't know how to make a schedule, and he cut my fucking hours, and then he decided to switch my hours today, even though I specifically told him I cannot work, closing shift or after 8 o'clock on Wednesdays. And he says, and I quote, it's not my problem.
Wow. Hey, John, I got an idea. You could email me your store manager's name and number.
John,
don't do that. You'll just get fired.
No, he won't.
I won't mention John. I would never mention John.
Oh, okay.
It wouldn't come back to John.
Okay.
Carry on. I apologize.
All right. I'll read the next one.
All right.
All right.
20-something-year-old patient comes to ER. Chief complaint on the board is private. This should be good. Go in. He is visibly depressed and sad. Tells a story about how he slept with a woman, didn't use protection, and after he noticed she had a plastic box on her. Wait, what?
When she told
him she had a plastic vagina?
When she told him
it was an insulin pump for diabetes, he was mortified, came in immediately to be tested for diabetes.
Yes.
Diabetes is...
Yes! It's an STI, bro. You didn't know
no,
that?
No, it's not.
It's an STI.
You can't get diabetes.
Yes, you can. If you
can
fuck
we
a
stop
chick
saying
with...
STI? It's STD. It's the same fucking thing. Stop with that.
No, bro. You got to be sensitive, okay?
What's the difference?
There's no difference. It's sexually transmitted infection, sexually transmitted disease.
No, I know.
Disease.
My point is, since there's no difference, why do we have to say it differently?
I don't know, because the Democrats are faggots, and that's what they want.
Whoa, what? Don't drop the faggot bomb like that.
But I'm just saying, they're Democrats, bro. They're faggots.
Faggot bomb, not on this show.
I love me some faggots.
This is a fun-loving show.
I love
them.
So,
a 20-something still thinks that diabetes can be transferred via sex?
Faggot lover.
Yeah.
They love me, too.
The 20-somethings of this world are just going to destroy us all.
No, they're going to die in their 40s.
I'm actually 30, so.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
I can get
well,
the next
mentally,
one.
You're 70. Patient, you're like an old man. Like, you always go, are these kids in their new racket?
Racket?
Playing their hip-hop? So that you're crazy.
Their hippity-hop?
Yeah.
No. It's not.
With their bouncing cars? All right, Joe.
Patient had to be told that the reason her son was getting sick at school every day was because she was packing him peanut butter sandwiches and he was allergic to peanuts. She honestly didn't know that was an ingredient, and he was in middle school and wasn't bright enough to realize it himself.
But
no, if I ate a peanut butter sandwich every day for lunch and I got sick, I'd be like, I'm not eating peanut butter sandwiches ever again.
Is this peanut allergy a new thing? Because when I was a kid, nobody had it. Seriously. Joe, as you as a kid, did you remember anyone in your school that had...
No, it had never been heard of before.
Sorry.
Honestly, no such thing as a peanut
allergy. I asked Joe wrong. In your juvenile detention learning center, did anybody have a peanut allergy?
I'm not black. I have parents. No. No, in elementary school, I never heard of a peanut allergy, Dan.
No, me neither. It's new. Like, I don't... How did it happen?
I don't know. I think...
And, like, people... die of it, like their throat closes and they die.
You know what? I blame Jenny McCarthy for her anti-vaccinations and everything else. I think it all comes down to her.
And I blame Jane Fonda.
I blame Chester A. Peanut.
Chester A. Peanut. Oh my god, he thinks he's better than us with his monocle and his top hat. Fuck him.
You know what? Let's rewind a little bit. Who came up with the peanut? Who invented that?
Nobody invented
a man named Mr. Carver.
God.
No, he did not invent peanuts. He just invented ways to use the peanut.
He invented products for the peanut. I did a book report on this jackass.
Whoa.
Thanks for the serious answer.
George Washington Carver, who I believe was our first president, who ate peanut butter with his wooden teeth.
It was actually George Washington Carver.
Oh, sorry.
He was from
George Washington Carver was our first president who invented peanut butter and then got the British out of our country with his wooden teeth and guns. And he chopped down a cherry tree and couldn't tell a lie.
And then freed the slaves.
And then he freed the slaves. And then he came back as John F. Kennedy because he was time traveling.
And then sat in the front of a bus and got equality for all.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't.
And then the $1 bill.
They made an Outkast song about him.
Okay,
was that Hey Ya?
I believe the song was Rosa Parks.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that was Hey Ya.
Everything that was
the
just
only
said.
Song white people know
yeah,
about.
Sean, what was concerning to you about what we just said?
All everything was accurate, historically accurate.
All of it.
Look
was
it up.
So
fact
look
check.
It up.
Fact
so
check everything.
Snopes it. Snopes it right now. Snopes it right now. Snopes it.
All the things that we said were facts at one point.
Was facts.
Was
whom
facts.
Facts?
Don't look at me.
Numero 8.
Yes.
The best was the woman who was feeding her 3-month-old dog every few days for no other reason than she thought a dog should only eat that often. Came in for hypoglycemia, of course. The nurse who spoke with her has no patience for this kind of jacked ignorance and actually shouted at her, "Do you eat every 3 days?"
I once had a patient who prescribed an inhaler for his cat allergy. He came back a week later saying it was none the better. Turns out he was spraying the inhaler on his cat. He was spraying his cat? What a fucking idiot.
Wait, is this a real story?
This is real fucking people in this planet, Joe.
You mean by planet, you mean Florida.
Shut up.
Somewhere.
Yes. Shut up and yes. And it could also be Texas.
Anywhere... in this country, really.
Anywhere south of the Mason-Dixon line.
The average person is pretty stupid.
Yeah, it is true.
It's pretty... The average person is really
down
dumb.
Down here, everyone's about Forrest Gump stupid. To put it to you that way. Without any of the charm.
You ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
I know, Forrest. My favorite patient experience was when someone was prescribed estrogen patches.
is great.
And was told to stick...
Sorry, I'm just still laughing at a random quote about a guy having no legs. Making me laugh so hard.
Lieutenant Dan was a son of a bitch.
I knew where this story was going after the first sentence.
Yeah, the lady was told to put patches. She didn't take off the patches, and basically she covered her entire body with estrogen patches because she didn't take. The
she
doctor
didn't
specifically
off.
Say you have to take the old one off.
I thought estrogen was mainly just for, you know, trannies.
Whoa, that's not true. There's some women that have high testosterone and need estrogen.
Why do they have high testosterone?
Because somehow, have you heard of a mastectomy?
Yeah, with a heart on, I've heard of it.
Okay,
yes.
Have you
I
heard?
I like to have a womansectomy.
Okay.
Had a lady who measured her baby's temperature by preheating the oven and putting one hand in front of it while the other hand was on the baby's forehead. She told the nurse her baby's fever was about 250 degrees.
That's how you
You know your baby would be dead if its fever went over 103.
How do you check your temperature?
I put my finger in its butt.
Okay, but that's just not... How do you know the temperature?
because my finger is warmer than the inside of the butt, then it's
no,
bad.
My fiance and I don't want our daughter to have any of the vaccines, vitamin K shot, antibiotic eye ointment, or PKU testing. It's poison. Poking her with needles is worse than the cold she get without the poison. He drove his newborn daughter and fiance home in a car that absolutely reeked of weed and cigarettes.
Okay.
How did the doctor know what the car smelled like? Were you smelling someone's car, doctor?
Yeah, that's a weird story.
What a weird doctor.
I don't like that
doctor. Don't smell my car, doctor.
Yeah, get out of my car.
Why don't people want vitamin K? What's wrong with it?
Abortions.
I had asthma when I was a child. Stop fucking patronizing me and telling me how to raise my daughter just because you think you're smarter than me. Leaves hospital. Back in hospital 2 hours later. 6-year-old daughter in respiratory failure and admitted to ICU.
Ooh.
People looks like she picked the whole batch of whoops-a-daisies.
Ooh. Why would you get uppity with a doctor about asthma?
Well, to be fair, sometimes doctors are dicks and uncaring dicks. So let's not give doctors all a free pass.
Whoa. These people save lives.
I know.
And just because most people... medical knowledge is not something that's confusing or difficult. It's not...
Yeah, it is.
Hey, guys.
No, I go to WebMD all the time. I think it can cure cancer.
Yep. No, it's true. He reads it a lot.
All the time.
He reads it like all the time.
I even have the app.
But you can't cure it.
I could cure it.
You can't.
Yes.
No, he can.
With herbs and like just certain coffee.
And eating more fruits and vegetables and less red meat.
I'm never going to have...
It comes from a Keurig.
Yep.
A Keurig, you fancy faggot.
Yes, we do have a Keurig because,
right,
you know, we're millionaires.
Nice.
I'm never going to have a baby because the hospitals don't wash them anymore. She's 30.
Nice.
Wait.
Don't wash hospitals or
they
babies?
They don't wash babies in the hospital.
But they do wash the babies.
No, they don't.
When?
I mean, they have to wipe it down and stuff.
Why?
Well, because it's full of placenta.
Hey, Marie, why don't you finish that placenta?
I'm pretty sure it's not what it's full of, but...
It is. It's a placenta, mucus, and...
It's full of
can
fluid.
Can we get any more fucking gross?
Yeah,
it's full of amniotic fluid. But the placenta is a separate entity that falls out of her vagina afterwards.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I have an idea
for... And if you don't move the baby, it falls right onto it.
I have an idea for a car. I have an idea for a car air freshener. A car air freshener called Placented.
Placented.
It smells like placenta.
That sounds horrible.
It smells like placenta. Placented. And so that way your car has the newborn baby smell all the time. Newborn baby smell in your vehicle. Placented by Royce.
I love it.
You
can
like
we
it?
Hashtag
it's like
copyright?
My derelict.
Yeah.
What an
like
idiot.
It.
Don't eat or drink anything after midnight before his.
Why is he a magua?
Yeah, maybe.
That's a good Gremlins joke.
Before his 3-year-old daughter's surgery the next morning, tonsils and
adenoids.
While incubating his...
Whoa, but Domino's told me to avoid the adenoids.
No, the noid.
The noid.
Avoid the noid.
Oh, what was the thing with the red ears? That
the noid. That was
that was a noid.
Right.
Why were they removing that from this girl?
No. Adenoids.
Did he rape her?
No. It's in,
sorry.
Go ahead. It's in your throat.
Okay. I'm sorry. It was intubating. His daughter, the next morning, she vomited scrambled eggs, causing her to aspirate them into her lungs.
Oh,
her
go ahead.
Her heart stopped, and I did chest compressions on her for 25 minutes. We got her back, aborted the surgery, transferred her to pediatric ICU on ventilator. Her father's response, she said she was hungry. I thought you were being too hard on her. It must have been something you did to her.
People are so
dumb.
You
can't eat
No, you can't. You can't eat anything before surgery because when you go under the anesthetics, if you have something in your stomach, you will throw that shit up.
Thank God for Obamacare is what I say. Right, Joe? High five?
People are so fucking
I'm
dumb.
I'm still nauseous about hearing about placentas.
Placented?
Placented by Royce.
Yeah. The car smells like placenta. It's not bad.
Hashtag copyright. None of you people can
Hashtag
have that shit.
Placented on that board soon.
Joe, you want to pre-order some of our placented?
I still have a bed sheet.
We can
covered in period blood. Like, can't get out.
Why? Is your dog on its period?
And it's...
No, seriously. What horror was that?
One.
Same horror I made a fuck tape with. I may have sent you a clip from years and years ago, but still.
Years and years ago? And you still have... How have you not burned it by now?
It's digital, faggot. How am I going
to
burn it?
He sent it to me on a Betamax. I had to buy it on a beta player on eBay.
Jerk off to because I'm a narcissist.
I feel you though.
The bed sheet.
I get you.
I don't.
But
I'm confused.
Pussy blood on my mattress, asshole.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's
why. Would you just? Why didn't you just say that the first time?
At least you didn't get placenta on your mattress. That would be disgusting if you did. You know,
I did fuck a pregnant girl though, but thankfully it wasn't during when her water. Yeah, I did.
Oh, how pregnant? Like how many months?
You want to know how crazy I am? That was the only girl I've actually been in love with in my life. A girl who was pregnant that I dated.
But how far along was she?
Okay,
I met her when she was like 4 months pregnant.
What happened, Ryan?
What trimester? What trimester was she in? First, second?
I met her when she was like, I don't know, 3 or 4 months.
Do you
want to
give her a show on the station?
Okay.
She came down to see me do stand-up. Go ahead, Dennis, make your jokes, you fucking Ruski bastard. And
Ukrainian bastard.
The same fucking thing.
Soon.
Very soon.
Very
it will
soon.
Be the same thing.
Very soon will be the same thing.
So it won't matter.
It was a fun relationship until...
Oh, yeah. Dee has a good idea. Can we auction off your period sheets?
Can we do that?
At the MLR Live event. Let's auction them.
Who wants to buy Joe's period sheets?
As long as you make it pretty like an Andy Warhol or something.
Right.
Can you get more?
I don't have to add anything
can
to
you,
it.
Can you Jackson Pollock your sheets?
Do they look like ink blot
now,
tests?
Are you sure it's period blood or not McRib stuff? Because I've seen some of the chicks you fucked. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, it could be a combination of both.
Listen.
Did she work at a Claremont Wendy's?
So disgusting.
Look,
I don't
I've
understand
had...
what's disgusting. It's a natural bodily function, John.
Yeah, it's an
You can't spell function without fun.
I mean, that's happens 1/4 of the month for us.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, it's...
Forgive me for being an asshole.
You no problem.
You're forgiven.
You're forgiven.
I mean, you should be more sensitive. I am shedding my inner lining of my uterus right the fuck now.
Why?
Because I don't want to have children.
You should just take that uterus out of there.
Huh?
She's on her period.
You should just take that uterus right on out of there.
Just flush it on out.
Just take
grow
it on
a new one.
No. Once they take it out, it's done. You don't get a new one.
All right. Lottery winner must share $1.7 million jackpot with psychic waiter.
Why?
With the psychic waiter, because the waiter's really psychic.
He is. Hold on. Here, I have audio, I think. Yeah.
A UK judge recently ruled that a waiter was entitled to half of his boss's lottery winnings, as among other factors, he had dreamt about the prize money before it happened. Fatio's John, the employee, explained to the judge that in January of 2012, he had a dream in which he was holding a lot of money and standing in front of his employer. He interpreted it as a sign that they should play the lottery together and was so confident it would result in riches for both of them, hounded his boss for 3 hours the next day. Ozjan said he's the one who went to get the ticket, but they both picked the numbers and split the cost of the entry. His boss told a different version of events, one that justified his decision to keep all of the money.
Wait, so... First off, you're not a psychic. You fucking work at a restaurant. Shut the fuck up.
But he had a dream that was prophetic.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this was meant to be read on air, Joel, who's not on the show right now. But
wait.
I just got a text message from our good pal producer, Joel Dutch.
From the grave?
From the grave. I'm getting a text message from the grave right now. Iggy Azalea is about to perform on the ESPYs Awards, and I might jack off.
Thank you, Joel.
That is the text message he insisted on sending to me during our show. While not being
now,
on it himself or calling in.
I think we should call him and ask
why
him.
Is he jacking off and not
call,
on the show?
Call Joe.
We need
Joel.
An explanation. What the fuck was that about?
Call Joel right now.
Call
Joel
him,
right now.
No, don't. No, fuck him.
No, fuck him.
I want to call. I want to speak to him.
Call his sister.
I want to know what that's about.
I want to speak.
Call
I
one of his
sisters.
He was
at work.
He's dead.
You know that Joel is such a narcissist, he sings his own ringtone? Is he on?
Hold on.
He's just mad because nobody has mentioned the fact that his thing was the other day.
What thing?
That thing.
I don't celebrate birthdays, bro. Not on my religion.
Oh.
Go ahead. Is he calling?
But. So
what?
Next week is
you can celebrate mine, though.
No, yours is next
Mine's
week.
Mine's next week Thursday. You can celebrate mine.
But.
That's allowed.
No. What?
That's allowed. Joel, you better pick up the goddamn
He's
phone.
He's not going to. He's an asshole.
If he's jerking off, he'll answer.
Maybe.
Joel.
Hey.
Happy birthday, first of all.
Fuck you.
Oh,
fuck your
you.
Birthday, asshole. What are you talking about?
Yeah, why are you jerking off the Azalea? Why aren't you? Can't you do the show?
I want to know why Sean's number came up as the Hippo Juice line.
We want to know why you're not on the show, queer.
Because I'm still in, I'm actually in Cleveland now. I was in Columbus.
Ew, please, why? Please.
I know, dude. I've been gone for a week now.
Did you hang out with LeBron?
Yeah, I did, actually. It was a weird thing.
In Columbus, Ohio.
He called me the N-word. It was great.
He now does street cred in Cleveland.
That's pretty awesome. Everyone loves him.
He's going to sell him on his weird fucking traps.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm trying to wrap. Wait. Someone called you a nigger?
Whoa. Yeah. It was LeBron.
LeBron James.
Why? I need to know the story.
No, it's Kulo. No, it's Kulo.
Turn your radio
LeBron,
down,
right?
Amateur. What was that?
Joe, you're not listening. He just said LeBron James called him one. Obviously, that's not true. If you were listening, it's a joke.
Marie,
it's a joke.
I apologize for not getting that horrible bad joke. I apologize.
Ooh,
I like this guy.
Being
Ooh,
mean at Joe
there
for
is
no
some
reason.
Anger in here.
It's passive aggressive in here.
Ooh, I don't like that.
Yeah, I feel like Mommy and Uncle Joe are fighting.
Hey, everyone,
Dutch, I love and miss you.
Yeah, are you going to be on next week?
Seriously.
Yeah, I'm flying back tomorrow. Right. It's just I was supposed to fly back today.
Don't worry. We had one of our best fucking Dutch. First hours ever without you, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, no, we've been doing
that's really, you know, I have feelings.
Yeah, dude, where?
We've been doing such great
Are
radio
Are they in the stairwell
you,
in New Jersey with that chick you fucked?
Well, for some reason, when I don't do radio with you guys for a little while, I actually start developing feelings again. So
that's bad for
that's
you, bro.
Maybe you're microwaving your tombstone too
guys,
high.
Guys, he's learning.
No.
He's catching on.
Oh, no, clever girl.
Hey, Dutch.
That's going to be opening doors on us soon.
Can I be, this is Joe, can I be serious for a second?
No.
Are we going to see you at the live event? Are we going to see you at the live event and
Doubtful.
The roast? Because I really can't wait for that.
I'm definitely excited to go.
I can't wait. Dude, I hope you know, Dutch, I'm going to kiss you on the mouth when I first see you.
I know. Ashley already told me.
Okay,
Ashley was like, Ashley was concerned. He's like, hey, by the way, Joe's planning on kissing you in the face when you walk in, just so you know.
Oh, not just face, lips. I hope it's a well-known thing. That will happen.
Put your tongue in his mouth, bro.
That's it. I'll take my pants off.
Wait, are we okay with kissing everyone else on the lips now? Is that a thing?
Marie, are you okay with me kissing you on the lips?
Is that what we're doing?
Marie, good point. Are you okay with me?
Can I kiss Royce's penis with my lips?
Because, Joel, it won't be awkward if everyone's doing it, right?
Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah, I don't care.
Sorry, I'm just going to laugh at Sean. I kiss Royce's penis.
You guys all realize by agreeing to this, that means you also have to kiss Punchy and Hammy.
On the lips.
All right. I've
been
looking forward to kissing Punchy.
I don't fucking
care. No, you have to do it. You have to do it now. If we're including everyone, we're including everyone.
Oh,
I don't like how you're making up rules here, Marie.
Hang on a second, though. If this is the deal, if I kiss Punchy and Hammy on the lips, I get to kiss Marie on the lips, Royce?
That's the rules, right?
That's the rules. That's fine.
I don't see a problem.
I agree with the rules.
I'm in.
Wow.
But that... Wait, who else is going to be there? Who
doesn't
else?
Matter. Let's leave it there.
I'm going to make sure you freaking kiss every other person in that room.
I'll make out with Cousin Joe for
a while. I hope freaking Scrambler shows up and you can kiss him too.
Fucking hell.
Oh, and Scatterbrain.
Oh, and all the people.
And alternate merch.
All the red show. Oh, 360 on 420 is probably going to be there. You got to kiss
those
dudes.
This is the saddest version of Indecent Proposal I've ever heard.
Dude, I'd kiss JJ.
Hey, can I go back to jerk off to you?
Whatever. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, you got to bust
Sorry to interrupt you with our show.
Hey, and then you called.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, sorry
hey, Joel,
to interrupt you during your
Joel,
own showtime, asshole.
Joel.
Yeah.
Joel.
What's up? Actually, I'm at a bar.
Joel.
I couldn't do that here anyway.
Why not?
Joel.
What's up?
Who dat? Who dat?
What's up?
Who dat?
Who dat? Who dat?
Thank you.
Who dat?
All right,
All right
go
Joel.
Fun.
Go masturbate.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Well, that was fun.
I guess.
He is
it
the
was.
Worst.
Quickly.
I know. Get him on the phone for 2 seconds, and we're having, like, makeout discussions.
I like Lady Trucker's idea in the chat. I have to kiss the girls on the vagina lips.
All right, but that's including Ariel.
Your funeral, buddy. They're all going to be scented with placented.
Yeah.
I don't know which one of those
My
worst.
New cologne, placented.
Royce just flexed his muscles as I said that. He just
placented for me, man.
He's doing it, too. Look at him. Fucking idiot.
Fuck.
This is a clusterfuck.
It sure is.
No, it's not. It's fun radio.
That
it's
also means that fun. You have to kiss Sean on his vagina lips.
Yes.
Well, I got no problem with that.
Okay. Pension- finally got it finished.
Pensioner fell out of her wheelchair and died after friend pushing her tried to take a picture of ducks on her iPad. So a retired woman fell out of her wheelchair and died after her friend who was pushing her tried to take a photograph of some ducklings with her iPad. Jean Sloan, 81, was being pushed by Jane Miller when they stopped to watch ducks and ducklings near a pond. She asked her friend to photograph the birds. Miss Miller let go of the wheelchair as she reached for the iPad to take a photo. Miss Miller.
It would be really pitching if I did a selfie. Go, I want to take a selfie with the ducks.
Norfolk Corner, Jacqueline Lake said, as she did so, the chair moved forward. She didn't go to grab it, but then Miss Sloan fell out of the chair. Why is it so funny, this old bitch dying with fucking ducks around her?
Wait. Did she die?
She's fucking dead.
Oh, no.
When your word corner is involved, Marie, the bitch is dead.
I wasn't listening to the first word. I just heard
Norfolk
second.
Corner, Jacqueline Lake said, as she died, the chair moved forward.
Oh, no.
She didn't go to grab it.
I was laughing at a lady dying. I thought she was just going to fly into the lake or something.
Miss Miller ran for help after Sloan fell near the nursing home.
Oh, no.
Where she lived.
She did eternal planking.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Paramedics.
Did she get a picture of the ducks
Hold on.
At least?
Paramedics were called, but there were a bunch of quacks.
You just made that up.
No, we're not. It doesn't say that.
It doesn't really say that.
Who had been in a wheelchair since having a stroke last August died at the scene on June 25th. Miss Miller said in a statement that the wheelchair had not been on a noticeable slope. Whoa. You mean Asian American.
All right. Let's clarify something. She actually didn't die from falling out of the chair. She died from type 2 diabetes.
A post-mortem found mother of two, Miss Sloan, had died from a ruptured spleen due to the fall. It also found that there were contributory factors of heart disease, which were not directly linked to the cause of death. Miss Lake said police had investigated and were satisfied there was nothing suspicious.
They were satisfied.
Oh, my God.
Darkwing Duck has no comment.
Why?
End of story.
D in the chat says, to be fair, they were really cute ducks.
They were fucking adorable ducks. Marie, do you have any more fun stories for us? Because I would love to hear some.
Yeah, I was really excited to tell this story. Man turned showerhead into creepy copy of his girlfriend. Hold on, I have to post a picture of this one. It's ridiculous. And of course, guess what nationality he is. Just guess. Take a guess. What nationality is the guy that turns a showerhead into his girlfriend?
Asian.
Russian.
Royce guessed right. Ding, ding, ding. Asian.
Asians always do weird things, man.
They always do fucking weird things. Not to beat around the bush. Media reports say this 19-year-old man from China has found a way to make sure his girlfriend will always be by his side whenever he feels like taking a shower.
And how did he do that?
In a nutshell, Kiyu Okiawa has turned...
I'm sorry. What was his name?
Kiyu Okiawa.
Oh, and he made it. It squirts the doll squirts water out of its mouth.
Yes.
Oh, there's the picture.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry.
Turned the shower head in his bathroom into a replica of his girlfriend.
I think we have him here, actually. Kiyu, do we have you on the line here for comment about the shower? How did you make Kiyu? Are you there? Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. I am here. I just got out of the shower.
Okay. Yeah. How did you make this device, Ku? Am I saying it right?
In my college, I learned how to do engineering, and so I use blueprints to construct a.
You just sound normal. You stop being Asian and you just sound normal. Marie, keep reading the story.
The homemade girlfriend featured in the photo I posted in the chat room is a stunning blonde, complete with arms.
But
that
it looks like she's puking on him. You enjoying your shower?
It is complete with arms that a man can wrap around his body while bathing. It's still unclear whether the arms can also give Kiyu Okiawa a good back rub.
Back rub, all right.
What's more...
They call it Okinawa Reach Around.
Oh, God. The doll spits out water through her mouth. One can only assume it has inherited the ability from its previous life as a run-of-the-mill showerhead with no thoughts of glory and worldwide fame.
Why are Asian people so weird?
He was lonely.
Okay, that's racist.
He wrote Ronry.
Just a real Ronry.
A show Ronry.
I don't see. We can't do this because you're just going to be racist.
What are you talking about?
These are the same people that buy panties out of vending machines.
Like you've never bought panties out of vending machines.
Once, but I wore them.
Fair enough.
Okay, see, he that's guilty, throw the first panty. Thank you. That's what I thought. I think Jesus said that.
But I had to because I pooped in my pants and then I needed panties because that was all that was available.
But did I tell you about the 5 megabyte speed? Because
once.
I haven't told you.
I think you mentioned it.
Because I don't think that you should really keep those panties.
You might have mentioned it before. I
kind of want to be friends with that Comcast guy now that I've had an hour to think about it. Because I would like to hang out with him and just have him do all my deals. He'd be so persuasive, people would just give up and just give in.
I don't think that's what happened.
That's what would happen.
No, he canceled his service.
He did not.
No, he did.
You have no proof.
He did. He canceled.
Tomato, tomato, I have always said.
So this 19-year-old is still claiming that he doesn't mind the comments of people saying that he's weird.
He is weird.
Because he's Japanese.
And Chinese. Look at these. He's Chinese.
Oh, even worse. So he's putting pee-pee in our Coke.
So he's a communist.
Yes, both of those things. He's Chinese. He says he's quite proud of his work. In fact, the man argues that enjoying a morning shower with the doll is the best possible way to start the day.
No, it's not. The best possible way is to get a blowjob from a supermodel. That's the best possible way.
Or to watch hentai at Tentacle Pod.
Maybe in over there, I guess. But not here. Not in America.
Why not? It's you can get hentai and Tentacle Pod.
I know
here
you
in America.
Can. I've seen John's Netflix queue. I'm just saying.
You sound awfully judgmental today.
I'm not sounding judgmental. It's just John really likes big Asian cartoon tits.
They're big.
He does love them.
You are a fan, John. You're not just a fan. You're a super fan.
Have you guys actually watched like the 70s like softcore porn on Netflix? I can't believe how much there is on there.
I've seen it. There's a whole bunch.
There's a lot with nuns and
hairy bushes that go up to their armpits. It's disgusting.
What's wrong with that? Ugh. What's wrong with that?
Ew, no.
It's
because
called
then
the flying
then it smells like placented. It's
all right, stop. I'm gonna fucking throw up.
Vomit.
I'm in the chat with that. Enough. Yeah.
Fucking
placenta.
They make placenta chewing gum in like South America.
I'm taking my headphones
yummy,
off.
Yummy, yummy, yummy. Leave your headphones on. Come on, it's a lish. It's a delicacy. Oh, he took his headphones off.
He doesn't know what's going on.
I'm going to throw up.
He's not going to throw up. I don't want him to throw up. While he drinks his hard on Arnold Palmer, he's going to throw up.
He's going to vomit all over the place. Vomit all of that. That's not nice.
God, I wanted to get to this BuzzFeed, 90s thing, but I don't think we have enough time.
Well, do we have time for...
Wait, so is it a 90s thing?
Yeah, well, there's Joe's.
Oh,
there he is.
Joe loves the 90s.
27 things you forgot you missed about the summer in the 90s. Okay, number one.
Please tell me.
Number one, Blockbuster. Man. Blockbuster. Okay, this I agree with.
Yeah.
On fucking Friday nights when you and your friends have nothing to do, you're like, okay, let's get high, go to Blockbuster, and fucking pick up whatever shit. But they never
and
have
we'll
the movie you wanted.
Night at the Roxbury
times. It depends. If you're talking about new movies, they would have, like 50 or 100.
You're
of
right.
The new titles, but then you get there and it's just the plastic cutouts with no VHS behind it.
I know. Fucking annoying. Number two. Okay, well, the Skip It was terrible because that was just a fucking... That just gave you Charlie... It was a Charlie horse machine. Number three, rollerblades. Okay, Joe, be honest. Did you have a pair of rollerblades? I did. I'll admit it first. I had a pair of rollerblades.
I still have a pair of rollerblades.
I've never owned a pair, but I went to a roller skank once.
I have no question.
Yeah, roller skank.
Roller skank.
I have no coordination for that. My
line.
Yeah, roller skank is greatest when you go listen to Sublime while rollerblading. Number four, getting the highest level amongst your friends in Chinese jump rope. I didn't play Chinese jump rope because I'm white.
I have a penis.
Number five.
What's wrong with Chinese jump rope?
Oh God, here we go.
God.
Well, there's jump rope involved. First of all, right. Next.
Obviously.
Trying to get splashed when playing with a splash out. Okay, I know what that is. That was like the water balloons you put in like that container that you would throw it out.
Right, and it had a needle in it, and it would pop the balloon after the timer went down, and you throw it back and forth.
Some of these I didn't do. I didn't sing along on road trips. My dad was normally yelling at me. Number six, watching your favorite Disney movie over and over again. Meh.
Yeah, I know that you was did. Me. That was me, to a T.
Okay, chocolate. No, this I had like two super soakers. Yes, super soakers with the fucking shit.
See, I don't. We
Which
didn't have.
Did you have?
The 5,000, like the big one with the big.
The blue one?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? The big one? Yeah.
So what'd you have to pump it up to? 5 times? 10 times?
I don't give a shit. I'd pump it ungodly number of times.
Yeah,
just to
I'd pump it while it was squirting. I just
and then there was a fucking dick kids that would pee in it and then squirt pee at you.
Yeah, it was fun. Fucking I love assholes. Doing it.
I never had like, that happen.
In the swimming pool, you took off the container, and then you can just have like infinite amount of water shooting out because it's taking in from the pool.
Right. The next one, ordering your favorite ice cream from the bar. Okay, I remember these. The ones that look like Ninja Turtles that had M&M's for eyes and stuff, or like the WWE ice creams. Oh, I remember those.
From like ice cream trucks?
Yeah, ice cream trucks, yeah, man.
Okay.
And ice cream trucks slash weed dealers.
The screwballs, where you had that
piece yes.
of gumball fucking gum at the bottom that was stale 18 years ago. Yep. But you still loved it and dug for it.
It doesn't matter. Exactly. Or the fucking... the Eclair ones? Oh, those were amazing.
No,
the what ones?
Like
no ice cream truck.
No, you don't have ice cream truck?
No ice cream truck.
Well, oh, that sucks. Playing in the park, play Marco Polo? Okay.
Okay, yeah, in the pool. Yeah. Well, there were a lot of us, so we had to do something.
The endless hours spent playing Super Nintendo. Yes, that I remember.
Oh, endless.
I know Joe didn't play video games. He was listening to fucking
Hey, listen,
Pearl Jam.
I had Nintendo. STP. I had a Genesis. I love Sonic the Hedgehog, okay? So I don't want to hear shit.
All right, mad respect, then. I like Sonic.
Can you still hear shit, though? I still like giving shit.
Well, I have tinnitus. Does that count?
Whatever.
Yeah, mine's so bad, I have 11-itis.
Asshole.
Number 14, taking cool underwater photos with disposable waterproof Kodak cameras.
No.
I remember those.
No.
Yeah.
And they took shitty photos. Every time I tried to use one, it was just bubbles and nothing. It was just like a waste of fucking money.
Number 15, moon shoes.
Like an Instagram filter.
Yeah. You know how many kids broke their fucking ankles with these things?
Moon shoes were trampoline shoes that could not have been safe.
They were not safe.
Number 16.
LA Lights, bro.
Oh, dude, I had LA Lights.
Did you really?
I swear to God. And had BK Ratchet Tech shoes, British Knights. Number 16, the smell and sound of the Velcro and ball catch. That thing, as soon as it got wet, though, stopped working.
Yes.
Yep.
The Velcro fell out of the pads, mm-hmm. and the tennis ball went to shit.
If you lose the tennis ball and you try to use another tennis ball, it's not the same because it's not as fuzzy.
Nope.
Oh, the feeling of pure bliss as you slide down towards the gator. Oh, that was like a slip and slide thing. I don't have a gator one, though.
Yeah, my whammo.
Getting scared while you're camping out because you're reading Goosebumps. I had Goosebumps. I had R.L. Stine Goosebumps books.
Every single one of them. Read I was every single one of them.
I have is it the one where it's black and white? I know this is. How can I explain it? It's a black and white, right? It's a skull with like red blood on it.
It's no, those stories are scary with, like, stories. The, really
no,
scary
shut
stories.
The fuck up. It's got the story with like where the hook is on the door handle, like that thing.
Yeah, no, that's the one. That's the one John said.
Sorry, yeah. John. Sorry, John.
No, I apologize. No, you don't.
Carry on.
Catching fireflies just like you did in Salute Your Shorts. That was saying that to Marie. When I was a kid, I remember seeing fireflies. I don't see them anymore. What happened to fireflies?
They were probably eradicated by all the
They're now
mosquito.
Called lightning bugs, and they're still there.
I've never seen them.
In places where they don't have mosquito spraying.
Oh, fair.
Because they
yeah,
kill.
Like, Georgia, Alabama, North Carolina, like northern parts of Florida have fireflies, but like you rarely see them in Florida.
Now, be honest. Did you used to wear Quicksilver and Roxy?
No. I did.
I did.
I had like three long sleeve Quicksilvers.
I know John did for sure.
No, I had to wear the knockoff brands because we were poor.
Mm.
Well, we weren't poor. There were just a lot of us.
You had to go with walking bronze.
What was it called? Like slow bronze?
I just made the same joke. I called it walking bronze. I swear to God, Joe, I said walking bronze. God, two terrible jokes. We should kill ourselves.
Royce,
together.
No, you don't understand, Royce. That's why you and I are headlining the
More Like Radio live event.
That's why we're co-hosting together. We're on the same page always.
Always.
We're almost there, bro.
Yep. Three more minutes. We got extra. Let's see if we can run through this quick. Making the ultimate fashion statement with sun in. I don't know what that is, Marie.
It's tanning stuff.
Oh my God! I used to watch this Supermarket Sweep.
Yeah, a little bit.
Dude,
that was awesome.
Yup. Being allowed to go to the movies without parental guidance and not lying that you were going to go see the Hunchback of Notre Dame when you really went to go see The Nutty Professor, which is a terrible movie.
Yes.
Capri Sun was terrible. I hate it. I don't know why anybody liked it.
Why? What's wrong with it?
It tasted awful.
No, it doesn't.
And when the sun came down and the streets came in, you ran home to watch Snick.
I remember SNCC.
No.
I was a big fan of SNCC.
We didn't have cable.
All right.
Red and Stimpy.
We got to start wrapping up. Coming up next is the Red Show. Do we have any any neglected hippo text? And after the Red Show, do not forget 360 on 420.
Ooh, good song.
Yeah, you would say that.
It is a good song. It's a great song.
Marie, send me your panties in the mail.
No.
She'll just give them to you, August. It's a live event.
It'll save me some money.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for shipping.
Perfect.
All right. So, no neglected hippo text?
Meh.
Ooh, placented. It's been made. I see the Photoshop. Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't want to know about that.
Placented. You can find it on the Hippo Juice Facebook page.
All right, guys. Well, you know what? Let's just play this out because we have a Red Show coming up next. So stay tuned and don't leave. Hey, be nice, Joe. Bye, guys.